government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition of the Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny. It is the 8th day of September 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We are only 3 days away from the 7th anniversary of the false flag terror attacks launched by the continuity of government, private corporate governorship of the United States and Europe. A criminal action meant to rekindle support for global empire and domestic police state enslavement grids on the home front in the regulated, controlled homeland or human resource mining operations. I have a lot I want to talk about today in the next 4 hours. We have wide open phones. We do have some economic guests coming on later, briefly, some mini guests to talk about what's happening with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. A lot of really important news today, and we will be covering it all. Very important broadcast. Remember, just 6 months ago, the mainstream media said it was a conspiracy theory that only lunatics, most top economist and analyst, but not the ones that are putting on nightly television or in the financial pages, but most of the real economists were saying Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were going to be going under and that there wouldn't be a government takeover of them. And now what have you seen? And of course, a year ago, they told you the worst of the economic downturn had happened and that it was only rosy blue skies ahead. Now, the government, the controlling corporate directorate, knows fully well that it's going to get a lot worse because they are organizing the calamity. They are organizing the implosion, the collapse, the shearing, the mop-up operation, the strip mining, the bankruptcy of the dollar, the devaluation of the currency. Of course they know what's going to happen. They're running the entire operation and openly stated in IMF and World Bank documents. Very simple. They took the dollar as the world reserve currency. They issued unlimited amounts of liquidity to themselves, credit to themselves out of fiat backed up in our name. They bought the world's infrastructure, including your city councils, governments, million-dollar payoffs to mayors and police chiefs, special forces, CIA everywhere, every country in the world, huge buckets of $100,000 bills, prostitutes, drugs, just a wave of mechanized, focused corruption never before seen. They didn't just buy up the U.S. They bought up the world. And now they've got nuclear blackmail against any nation that doesn't fully submit. NATO publicly says they want nuclear war with Russia, that their policy is a nuclear sneak attack on Russia. They released that over a year ago in the new NATO plan that we've covered in detail there on air. I'm going to go back over the actual documents and the names, and they said this is meant to provocate you, Russia. We are going to nuke you. Prepare for war. Just absolute psychopathic genius unleashed. Like nothing ever seen. They are geniuses. They are cunning. They are slick. And they are going for broke. They are going for the stars when you talk about reaching for evil. They're going past the stars. And nothing has ever been dreamed of like this. A giant Ponzi scheme scam where they take the world and we are given abject slavery. Where the police willingly inject themselves with mercury and cancer-filled injections, loving their masters. Where the military convulses and dies, taking their injections, still hailing the emperor. A system where they take our children and we thank them for it. A system where everything's imploding and we worship them. Stay with me.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, but we decided to add about 5 months ago an extra hour, so now it's 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. You say 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a decade, and more than a decade, and you get accustomed to saying that, but now 11 to 3 Central Time, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Pretty hardcore intro that I, little rant that I just went over in the first 5 minutes of transmission, but it's true. I mean, one of their crimes that I've been mentioning a lot lately, that we've known about for about 5 years, was Bayer Pharmaceutical, not accidentally and then covering it up, but knowingly for more than a decade, shipping out over 1 million injections of the blood product Factor VIII, knowing that every dose was a guaranteed death sentence of HIV and, of course, hepatitis A, B, and C, and other blood-borne diseases. Because there was such a concentrated, massive dose of the HIV virus that it was taking 100% of the time in those that took the blood drug. And people read the mainstream news articles about this, and they see the MSNBC piece about it, and then I even see our own Patriot websites debating if it's true. No. Bayer admits they did it. It came out in court hearings, thanks to arrests that were made in France of the executives there, nowhere else. This was done worldwide. There they did the right thing, and in the documents, it was brought to their attention 11 years before. But it was only brought to their attention about our program of selling this in the U.S. has been identified. And our executives are just spinning it that, oh, it was some contaminated blood supply. We'll do more screening. Not that we knew and shipped it out. So what are we going to do with it? And they said, well, ship the million-plus dosages to Europe and Asia. Imagine, just calmly. Ah, every injection will kill them. Every IV pack that someone takes of this drug, they will die. Ship it out. And it's a minor news story. They just calmly report it like it's no big deal. And then even our own people, when it's admitted in several news wires and a couple TV shows did reports on it, when the newscast admits they knowingly did it, we still can't get our minds around that, so we water it down ourselves. Kind of like DynCorp and Halliburton being caught going back to at least 1999, running giant, huge scale. I mean, in 1 year, and this is in the BBC, this was in a whole bunch of major papers and publications. We have whole archives on PrisonPlanet.com going back to 2002. That's when we started that site. 2003. Where it would report 1.2 million women and children trafficked out of Central and Eastern Europe in 1 year, UN's own report. Then the UN doesn't tell you. They're the ones running the operation, certifying it. They even tax it. It's all official. Now, the media will focus in then on the fact that of those 1.2 million in 1 year, that the vast majority, or close to 1 million of them, if you read the actual reports, the policy reports, are women who got tricked into good jobs, you know, claiming they had good jobs, or tricked to be models. And then they say, well, they're 18 years old, they're 19, they're 20, and yeah, they're slaves now in Israel and Saudi Arabia and Georgia, and Serbia, and Thailand, and Malaysia, and Singapore, and the United States, and England. But, you know, they ask for it. It's kind of like, ah, they're women, let them be slaves. But what, if you read deeper, that 1 year, 300,000 of them were children. And then national Italian television and German TV did reports, and the Italian TV crew got fired for airing it because it turned out Italian officials were involved. In hundreds of snuff films where three-year-old boys and girls are raped and then their heads are blown off with firearms. And it's a huge market. And you find out who's running this, private contractors, elements of the CIA. Who do you think runs black sites, ghost sites? Why do you think they introduced torture and said torture's good and torture of children's good in front of their parents and rape is good? Because they want to sell other people in the CIA and other agencies and private contractors that it's okay. Because even a psychopathic killer they profile and hire, or an aggravated felon they hire, or a former federal jail guard who's been removed for raping and torturing people, when they hire them, that's who they've hired, they still go, I'm not going to rape that little kid, even though I, quote, want to. That's what these individuals are out there saying. I've got to be given orders in writing, and they go, here it is, do it. Directive from the president. And they go, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what they are doing. This is who you're dealing with, and they are recruiting larger and larger cadres of people that love to torture, people that love to rape children, people that love to do the most depraved things on earth, and this is all admitted. You see, the Clintons reportedly got billions in their Swiss bank accounts from the communist Chinese and others for selling the nation out, and from Loral and Hughes and others, for letting them sell the country out. For just the Long March three-stage system and the MERV couplers and the directing reentry chips billions. But it wasn't enough. They stole a bunch of the china out of the White House. And they did that because they are, at their very base element, thieves. They're crooks. A crook is always a crook is a crook. That's why they're always catching FBI agents and CIA people and well-known globalists shoplifting and things. Then it gets quieted, gets shut down. How many hundreds of Homeland Security deputy directors and local directors have been caught trying to rape children, caught picking up children, caught involved? Because that's who, it's a guild of these people. It's a guild of sadists, torturers, thieves, child rapists. And in every state you see, that's who's running things. And they get caught all the time because the entire system isn't corrupt yet. Good parts of the system bust them, bring them down. Now, the Texas Rangers found out that at every major Texas Youth Commission facility, they were having public rape parties. The judges and cops were coming in and paying to rape the children. Local officials were. You know, most of your psychopaths that they never catch are cops. Occasionally they get drunk and are caught with a dead body, and then it, you know, comes out and it's kind of shut down in the news. I mean, these are guilds of psychos and killers and rapists. And the Texas Rangers, which I have to say are not a corrupt organization. That's why they fired the head of the DPS. That's why they're trying to take them over right now. The head of the DPS was fired over letting the Texas Rangers investigate all this. Just so you know. It wasn't over that little stage thing, that inside job they did, setting the building on fire while it had two security fences up on it. And when the governor had ordered security to stand down, God, it's always the same with these people. And they found out that they were even having gladiatorial fight nights. People were paying to come see with the teenagers. See, I don't have to go outside my state. Out in Bastrop, the women's prison, run by one of the big private security companies, where they were videotaping raping the women, all of the women. It was reported in the Statesman one time in the local paper, and that prison lost its contract. Evil takes over, folks, because they want to be able to get away with what they're doing. And that's why you see petty crime like stealing the White House china being engaged in. Remember Madeleine Albright, that was a 60-minute special shot in her Georgetown home? And there was all this stolen art from when her dad was the head commissar in Czechoslovakia and killed over 1 million people. Then they fled to Serbia. Would she repay them with a bombing campaign? Again, they revel in being betrayers. But there was $5, $10, and $20 million stolen Rembrandts on her wall and other, I mean, just all, every painting worth millions. Loot, stolen loot. These people are killers. They're hardcore. They respect each other on who have killed the most people. That's why when Zbigniew Brzezinski walks on stage, he engineered the Pol Pot massacres, the first 2 million. They kneel to him. That's why David Rockefeller is so respected. They are respected. Just like local mob boys will brag, oh, that's Jimmy Two Faces. He's got six bones under his belt. Oh, man, he's killed six people. Big deal. These guys run giant child kidnapping snuff ring operations. These people run giant airports with terminals and women and children going into them. These people put cancer viruses in your vaccines. These people ship out over 1 million dosages that's going to kill everybody that took it a factor eight. These people put sodium fluoride in your water, and you sit there and you like it and you take it. Again, I've been having these just an awakening myself to how insane it is, how crazy it is. People say, well, they're so evil and powerful, why are you still alive? I know, listeners, you get sick of me explaining this, but I get asked this in hundreds of emails a day now. Because if they kill me, it will draw attention to what they're doing because no one gets it like me, like myself, on what they're doing in their program. Because we're accurate. They want to ignore me and minimize me and discredit me. And I got to be honest with you, these people are so sick, a lot of them like hearing about their exploits, okay?
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 28, 2008. Gold open at $814.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $839.36, $413.65 for half ounce, and $206.83 for quarter ounce. That's $839.36, $413.65, and $206.83.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Oh, I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Give me strength, God.
With sword and pistol by my side.
To do what I must do.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to
To continue brain. Going down this black tunnel.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. Bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
The power of hell.
But I am still alive.
Is being turned loose on the earth.
I was a sailor.
What else can you call?
I was born upon the tide.
Shipping out.
With the sea.
More than a million injections.
I sailed a schooner.
Of a vaccine drug that'll kill every person that'll take it knowingly.
I went aloft
of raping small children as they scream and beg for mercy. And when the yards and torturing them,
said that I got killed,
and then blowing their heads off.
But I'm living still.
You can go to hell, New World Order.
I was a damn.
I don't care what you do to me.
Across the river, deep and wide.
I'm committed to bring you down.
We're stealing water.
And I call on the spirit of humanity and decency and honor and everything that is good in us to rise up and smash these pus-filled bastards back to hell. And I ask God to give me the strength and the guidance to be the leader I need to be. To stand against this enemy and to put the words in my heart and my soul. To rally the people of this planet against this evil. I want all of you to unlock your souls and your minds now. And rise against this darkness. And crush them.
I fly a starship across the universe divide.
Turn loose.
And when I reach
the prime directive of defense of the species. Against an aberrant group of Homo sapiens who are a cancer.
Perhaps I may become a highway.
They believe they're strong because they have no conscience. They are weak. They are failed. They are missing what it is to truly be human.
I'll be back again.
This aberrant group of scum says that they are a different species, and I agree with them. Just as cancer is a rebellious tissue colony within the body, not working for the greater good of the total organism. I mean, I look at the bailouts. It's not a bailout. It's a rape out. I look at the news, the military news. God help us, these people killed more than 200 million last century. And now they're going absolutely wild. They're gearing up for a huge blood supper, a blood meal. They're building up. Everything we've seen the last 100 years is only a prelude. God help us. At least as you're dying, at least as you are under their attack, whether it's chemical, biological, radiological, physical, in a camp, at least as they're dragging your children away to the CPS rape facilities, at least you'll know who did it. At least you can do that. At least as you laugh and snicker and giggle now under New World Order programming, as things get darker and get worse, at least then it's never too late to wake up and break free and break your soul and your spirit free of their control, their lies. It's not too late. It's not too late to turn the tide for Nineveh. It's not too late to turn back and be given a reprieve. But if you don't shine now and speak out now and let your little light shine now in this darkness, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to burn. If you can't see the hordes of evil all around you, and see their prosecution of goodness and innocence. If you don't know this government's corrupt and evil, if you don't know this global consortium of psychopaths that have combined forces against good, if you don't know all their fruits are dark and diseased and filled with anguish and pain and horror and begging and screaming, and if you can't hear the cries of the innocents in your soul, I don't even need eyes to see it. My soul can see it. I can be in pitch black and I can see as clear as day. And the enemy knows you feel the evil, and so they, with trickery, say, yes, you feel upset. You're not at ease. You feel something stirring in your heart. That's Al-Qaeda. That's the man in the turban with the beard. That's why you're so upset. But if you just look to the person saying that, he will then recognize that is who you fear. That is the enemy, right there, right next to you, in that suit, speaking at that podium. Henry Paulson, people like that. Look at Paulson, he radiates evil. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code 500 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole.
It's so purifying.
The old familiar stain.
To face evil.
Try to kill it all away. But I remember.
It sanctifies
everything. What have I
become? When you realize that all the material worth,
my sweetest,
the power,
everyone I
know, the sex,
goes away in
is dirt,
and you could have it all.
Let you in.
I will let you down. I will make you hurt.
Words cannot describe.
I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else.
I am still.
I am still right here. What have
but no matter
I become?
How much alcohol you pour on top of it?
My sweetest friend.
How far you try to run from it?
Everyone I know.
Deep down, you know the world is in great crisis. You only find rest.
And you could have it all.
Standing up and being the human you were meant to be.
My empire of dirt.
Resist the evil. Say no.
I will let you down.
To it and all its works.
I will make you hurt. If I could start again. A million miles.
I would keep myself. I would find a way. You know, a friend of mine named Daryl told me a story, and I heard it years before. It's a little parable, and I told it a few weeks ago, but not in its entirety. The eyes are the window to the soul. They are. Think of it as your soul is a tower, and within that tower, in the uppermost reaches, is your spark of existence, of awareness. And in that tower, there are two windows. And those are your eyes. So you can look out onto the world around you, that island of consciousness. And if someone came to you and said, this is great to say to somebody that says, yeah, but the New World Order can offer you power, money, control, sex, privilege, security. But to sell out to the New World Order, you will have to sell out your humanity. You'll have to sell out not just your eyesight, but the soul itself that's looking out. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You should ask yourself that every morning when you wake up and every evening when you go to sleep. That's what I do. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose their soul? If someone came to you and said, I'll give you $10,000 to go to a clinic and have your eyes removed and sell them to me, you would say no. $20,000, you'd say no. $30,000, you'd say no. $1 million, everyone would say no unless they were mentally ill or stupid. Mentally retarded. You could offer somebody a $10 million. $100 million. You ask a blind person what they would give for sight, especially a blind person who's never had sight, never experienced it, and they say, I would give everything in the world for sight. I would give anything in the world for sight. In fact, it's kind of an enigma wrapped in a riddle, because one of the few groups of people that you could actually see them selling their soul would be a blind person for sight, but then they wouldn't have what connects through those eyes to see. And the world comes to you and says, sell out your morals, sell out your name, sell out who you are, sell out your beliefs, and you'll be given power. You'll be given all the signets and symbols and logos and all the trinkets and baubles that come with it. And those individuals are completely unhappy. I mean, if you're just a worldly person who's just into basic worldliness, very unhappy. Then you have those on the true dark side who are driven by evil and who are basically like wraiths. That's why we have these old parables of the wraiths. They are only alive and describe murdering and killing and torturing and overthrowing and hurting and the screams of a child begging for its life as like a shining white light, like electricity. They're only alive and can only think and can only be when they're committing acts of evil. They have sold their soul. They are blind. And evil only gives them brief sight when they are committing horrific acts. And then it's described as a blinding, white, exhilarating hallucination. We're discussing the nature of evil, ladies and gentlemen, because to understand evil is to understand the enemy that we face. They are literally ghouls. They have turned over everything it is to be human and everything it is to be connected to the Creator Source. They have been cut off from creativity. They will never know the deep living waters of love and compassion and goodness and creativity and being honorable, of brotherhood, of motherhood, of fatherhood, of sisterhood. They will never know. They are committed to the bottomless gulf, the dark fire that draws them like moths to the flame of the sun. The weak sense power in darkness, tidal, destructive, tectonic. Death. But death is nothing compared to the magic of life. All right, I could talk all day about the nature of evil and what we face. But it is empowering, and I'm still worldly, and I still sin, and I still do bad things, and I have to fight every day to make the proper moral decisions and to not be a bad person, because I have seen over the rainbow, as they say. I have seen the full spectrum. Does that mean I've seen to the ends of every color of the rainbow? No, but I have seen deeply into it. I have experienced more than most will ever even imagine in this waking life. And to have looked into that, to have stared into that, what did Nietzsche said, one does not stare into the abyss, you know, it stares back, and be careful you do not become the abyss. To know evil, one has to, in their mind, experience the mind of the enemy. And I have seen that blinding, black, destructive light. It has shone right through me, right through to my bones. It is angry. It is defeated. It is broken. It is covered in sores. It is stinking. It is oceans of the most vile, foul, unspeakable rebellion against life and everything that's good. And it cries out and it wants to get its hands on you, police officers, military people, government officials. You work 20, 30 years to get into a position of power and you make those little steps shelling out along the way. And you've seen the dark side of the rainbow. You've peered into it. You've been seduced by it. You've been drawn in. But you still have the hair on the back of your neck standing up right now. And that's because you've still got your soul. You've still got time to turn back. Those of you who are blinded and are just laughing at me right now, those of you that see me as an enemy, those of you who are having wild hallucinations in your mind right now, rationalizing what you're doing, those of you that only see me as an enemy, when I talk about these basic, fundamental, bedrock truths, you have been completely turned over to evil. and you howl back at me right now like the host of hell, like black skeleton riders on staged, forged in Hades, back at me that, yes, that's right, Jones, we are committed, our hearts are black, and we are going to take you with us, we're going to get you, and we're going to get more innocence, and we're going to kill you, and I'm sure you will, but you can't kill my soul. You can't have it. It belongs to the creator of the universe, whose words are the command that speaks into creation and into a billion, trillion creations, who the mere thought creates worlds. You are fallen. You are defeated. You are broken. Since the foundations of the world, your lot was set. Your die was cast. From the foundations of the world, your destiny to be amongst your own, walled off, together. That is who you are. You do not go on, you end. But life and creativity passes the baton, the torch forward, and goes on forever. And there's nothing you can do about it. Know that. Know that as you rape and torture children for weeks on end and conduct medical experiments on them in your underground cities in Texas and Arizona and Nevada and Canada, know that as you butcher creativity and attack the very fabric of life and just absolutely vandalize the genetic code of the planet, know that as you create hybridized humanoids of every cross species imaginable, and as you go from one horrid creation to the next, that you have been defeated. Know that as you wantonly run around foaming at the mouth, trying to pull down everything that's good and decent, and as you try to set yourselves up as gods, and as you delude yourselves and lie to yourselves, and as your masters tell you that the technocracy and the control grid will give you immortality in the machine, know that all of that is a fraud and a lie and is going to fail. Your bodies are going to fail, and you too, diseased and broken and twisted, are going to die. You are con artist. You are scam artist. You are diseased charlatans who have already failed. So know that. Those of you that have chosen evil, those of you that think you have power, those of you that think you're smart, those of you that think you've got everything figured out and connive and scheme and try to pull down better men, you don't think we don't know your mind better than you. You don't think we don't know everything you're doing. You don't think we see right through you? We do. We see right through you. All one has to have is the courage to see, and then you can see. All one has to do is have the courage to look into your dim, dirty, stinking soul, and everything is there written upon it. I see you. Know that. I see exactly who you are and what you are, and more of us can see every single day. And more of us are making the choice to stand with goodness and to stand with life against you that try to bring death to the very regenerative engines of life. Is that not the ultimate crime? It's one thing to torture and kill a child. It's another thing to try to destroy the species itself, to try to butcher the very DNA, to try to deform it and crush it and blast it and twist it. You are something else, and I do marvel at your system. I do marvel at the inventiveness and how you invent new evil and invent new sins and how you twist minds and steal people's futures and make people feel inadequate and make them feel pathetic and make them have dim lives, not realizing they're in the midst of incredible beauty and wonderment. How you make people insecure about their bodies. How almost every woman I know is completely blinded to how beautiful and wonderful their spirits are, not their bodies and all your Madison Avenue crap. And now I look at people and I see family lines. I look at people and I see their struggles. I look into their line.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellent, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908 8-9988. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth?
The corrupt elite are allowed to run their giant child kidnapping rings. They're allowed to put cancer viruses and AIDS in the vaccines. And it's a minor footnote.
I see a message from the government.
But then the nightly news tells us Charlie Manson's the biggest killer ever. Some little hobo trying to show off and act smart. Some little low-level devil. I tell you, that's evil. Some little crazed hippie running around. They tell you that's the pit of hell. They tell you Hitler's as bad as it gets, when Hitler was only a creation of the minds that sit in London, England. They're going to hurt us all real bad. They're going to kill and kill and kill and then kill each other. They've codified it into a disgusting religion of eugenics, a psychopath religion of I'm the best and I'm going to kill everybody else. If you got the globalists down to one room, with just five or six of them left, sitting on top of giant piles of gold in the libraries of the world, the knowledge of the world, they would start hacking each other up and killing each other with battle axes. You imagine the pot-bellied, crone-like creatures like Madeleine Albright and David Rockefeller dragging their little bellies across the floor, their tiny little arms lifting giant battle axes with satanic strength. Little spindly arms lifting them and hacking and slashing with vicious strength at each other. That's who they are. Just imagine the Queen of England. That's who they are. They are, I am dominant. I will dominate you. I will dominate you into the point of killing all of you. I am dominant. Hear me roar. I rule you. I am the Superman. I would screw everybody and cheat everybody. I would go to the ends of the earth to disease and kill for power. That's who we face. That's who we deal with. Or good people can turn loose their strength and their love of decency and honor and goodness, that justice prevail, and throw aside our cynicism and our cynical view that we can't affect change. We can and we will. And we can educate the masses and awaken the masses that we do control our own destinies. That if we stand up and do the right thing, God will support us. And if we ask God for guidance and direction and strength, He will give it. So you've got to be selfless. You've got to be committed. You've got to be prepared to be attacked, to be set up, to be imprisoned, to be killed. You have to be prepared to go in, through, and beyond. And being prepared, knowing you're prepared, knowing you're committed, you've already made the journey, whatever comes, whatever may be, whatever the cost may be, you know that you are going to go on until the end, that you are never going to surrender, that you're never going to surrender your mind, your heart, your body, and that's what the New World Order is about, with Madison Avenue and the psychologist and the anthropologist and the sociologist, all of them, working to gain control of your mind, working to manipulate you, working to control you, and they're all part of their own substrata class that's under its own propaganda and its own delusion, its own pipe dream. In the stratified, pyramidal, compartmentalized structure. I got news of the CIA running TV and radio ads, print ads everywhere, recruiting an army of darkness. I've got the Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae story. I've got Russia news. I've got tons of news. I will cover it all in a focused 20 minutes. Then I will open the phones up. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a question that's posted in one of the stories at Infowars.com. It's the story about MSNBC attacking me and my equipment with a deadly weapon. It says, is this real news? In the UK today, at the trial of a number of so-called Islamic extremists, I would call them MI6 agents, who plotted to use explosives on international flights, have been cleared and found not guilty. Very convenient. Not a mention of it on Infowars.com. Why? Well, because we're not omnipresent. We can't know about everything, and there's 1.5 people running Infowars.com. 1.5 people. Aaron Dykes and Kurt Nemo. Kurt Nemo does about 80% of it, and Aaron does the other 20%. Because, contrary to popular belief, we're trying to get the funds for more webmasters, more people, so that we can do a better job. Kurt's busy redesigning PrisonPlanet.com and adding some new features to it. But see, there is this false view by the public that a cop, because he's wearing a uniform that's meant to project authority and officialdom in a primitive way, kind of like a male bird will have a bunch of big, shiny, green and red feathers to impress the female. That's all it is. And in the old times, the police wore headdresses. You then think they're omnipresent and God. They're not. In fact, if they've got over 100 IQ, they're not hired. No. That's a little tip for folks that want to be cops who are too smart. Play dumb on the IQ test. A little tip for you. It's also good to have a criminal record now. But not too much of one. They like juvenile. That gets them around not supposed to hire felons. A little tip for you there. I know a lot of people try to go be cops who aren't evil and they won't give them a job. You're too smart. You don't have a criminal record. Sorry. I'm already digressing. They think somebody in a uniform is God. They think somebody in a suit who looks, you know, Henry Paulson. Oh, well, he's a nice guy. He wouldn't steal anything. He's wearing a suit. And they think because I have the most visited alternative news websites out there, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Infowars.net's pretty big, too. TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com. Those are my small sites. They're bigger than most. The point is that you think we're omnipresent, and we're not. So instead of bitching at us, Johnny Rotten from the UK, why don't you post a link there? That's why we have people posting in there. And that's why we let you go in there and call us agents and bad and cuss at us and scream at us all day long so you can have your First Amendment. And hopefully so people can move on past your bull and actually read other people that do put up articles like this one. Under it, Contra Brand Aid says, Keith Olbermann, Chris Matthews booted from MSNBC political anchor desk. I guess they weren't towing the line, and I already had that article. It's in my stack, but I'm using this as an example. Comment 114 is a backseat driving ninny who I guess didn't want to inform me. I have to go find it now to find out about this trial. I'm not aware of it. But Contra Brand Aid did give me the information. Thank you. Actually did something positive and constructive. There's also a lot of backseat drivers who are saying things like, I'm not sure how good this is for the bowel movement. That's what Barbara said for the movement. This is a terrorist government that carried out terror attacks against us. So, yes, we go and take over their mainstream media and get the basic message out of investigate 9/11 and see an inside job. Go read what the founding fathers did. It was a lot more. I don't know. Of course, those are operatives. We'll be right back. Stay with us. See, they're afraid of you taking action. They're scared to death of us going out in the public square and taking America back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get into Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac in a minute, but Aaron stayed up late last night to get the story out. Rob put the video together. It's the guy with the knife. MSNBC employee with his badge coming up and cutting the bullhorn cord. They're also punching me in the back, hitting me, attacking me. You can see while they're grabbing the bullhorn and I'm holding it and I keep bullhorning, they're just punching me in the ribs, hitting me, going at it. Very fun to get out there. And then it was even better to have them laughing and making fun of us and having evil celebrations. Several MSNBC employees saying, aha, we broke your bullhorn as I left. And I didn't stop. I didn't engage him. I went and was going towards the nearest Radio Shack to buy another bullhorn. I was about 8 minutes out when Luke, we called Luke, and they were en route with the bullhorns. Just luck of the gods, as they say. And boom. We got there. Law, who's like 6'7", huge, you know, like pro football player, you know, model guy. Luke climbs up on his shoulders. I've got a wireless, a giant megaphone, so I've got a headset on doing it, blasting him for 2 more hours. And then we were about ready to go, and then Oberman basically begged us to stop. And we said, okay, to make the point, that he reported on false flag terrorism when Cheney planned to have Navy SEALs attack our own ships, but was overruled a few months ago. That's mainstream news, folks. Since he covered that, and nobody else did on TV, though it was in print, we stopped bullhorning him. And then all the Monday morning quarterbacks said, you should have continued. Hey, you know what? You guys can chant better stuff into a bullhorn. Let me give you a little newsflash. Get out of mama's basement, put down the Hot Pockets or the Pop-Tarts, put down the marijuana bowl, and get out, get some sunshine, and then go out and let MSNBC security attack you. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, then others say, well, why didn't you just slug them back? Why didn't Richard Reeves, when they ran up to him and bashed into him and broke the camera? Because then the mission would have been compromised. The bullhorning, the police would have come in and arrested everybody involved. And then we wouldn't have been able to continue to take over national television. So as they're punching me, as they're hitting me in the ribs, as three of them at one time grabbing the bullhorn away from me, and as some Nelly person was hitting me in the head with some long plastic thing, literally, I looked over and this person was going, making this weird feminine, it's not even feminine, you know, when a man tries to act like a woman, some pot-bellied creature was hitting me with this plastic thing in the head. I just continued to hold the bullhorn with two guys pulling on it. They ripped the strap away. Bullhorning, 9/11's an inside job. And there's all these cave dwellers who are going, oh, you didn't do it properly. You didn't. Hey, you get your butt out on the field and let's see what you do. The truth is, it's dynamic video. It's one for the record books, and it shows you how it's done, the whole team. And how, within 15 minutes of them assaulting myself, Rob, Aaron, I mean, they were punching us, folks. People go, oh, I saw one of them in the video punch you. You're a wimp. No. I could have easily, with pleasure. But I had to not even let it tempt me. Just smash teeth out. But then the cops will arrest whoever hurts somebody the worst. So these little weak cowards could elbow me and hit me in the ribs. And I got a few bruises from it, but it felt good while they were doing it. It actually hurt, and I didn't like it physically, but my spirit was strong as these lesser men, these scum, these servants of evil, these First Amendment attacking fools were attacking me. It was good. It's what life was all about. Standing firm in the middle of the storm with God's hand on me, and this was nothing. I'm not saying it's some great exploit, but it's a great exploit compared to all the couch potatoes, all the know-it-alls, individuals that never did anything in their lives, but what they don't matter. What matters is the young people, the old people, the middle-aged folks, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, that will see videos like this. That's up on Infowars.com right now. MSNBC security assaults Alex Jones and equipment with deadly weapon. They will see that video. And that will inspire them. And that's what scares the enemy. And the gang of paid provocateurs and their camp followers that we allow to post on Infowars.com all their defaming, lying information because they're only educating the posters about the New World Order's operations. People are catching the same person under other names, posting the same cut and paste. They're seeing it on YouTube. They're seeing the people are checking their handles, finding out their CENTCOM, finding out their previous quotes where they've been sloppy, and it's really a big awakening for people to go, my God, the U.S. military is engaging Infowars.com. And you don't think they don't go in and get codes and bring down sites? You don't think they don't hack them and bring them down? You don't think they haven't done stuff you've never even heard us talk about on this show where there's no doubt? Where they let you know when they take your site down? By having a little message there for you, that's when you know it's real, ladies and gentlemen. That's when you know the New World Order is real. When four guys in a parking lot are pounding on you saying, keep your mouth shut about the New World Order or next time you're dead, that's when you know it's real. That's when it really comes home. That's when there's no doubt. That's when you're sure of it all. And nothing feels better than being on the right side of things. things. Nothing feels better than being with the good. Because evil is weak and evil is bad and evil stinks. Feels good to be wearing a white hat. It is good. It's good for me. It's good for you. It's good for all of us. And it's good to be part of this brotherhood, this sisterhood. It's good to be part of real humanity, awake humanity. Those of us that were immune to the propaganda or woke up to the propaganda or had family and friends that loved us enough to wake us up. Feels good to be part of this brotherhood. And yes, I may die. I'll certainly die one day, but I may die sooner rather than later. They may come after me, but that doesn't matter. Because we're all part of a brotherhood, and we live on through this brotherhood of man, through this brotherhood of honor and decency and creativity and goodness. And those that understand that we're part of the species, and we're passing something forward to our children and their great-great-grandchildren. Don't you know if you could meet your great-great-great-great-grandson and see him as a baby or your great-great-great-granddaughter, you would love them as much as you loved your firstborn. And we're all related to each other, so I love everybody. I even love those that hate me now. But it doesn't mean I don't defeat them. It doesn't mean, just like when I had a red on yellow kills a fella, in my backyard, coral snake, cobra family, the third most poisonous snake in the world. It's a beautiful snake, 3 feet long, as big as they get. It was right out by my children's jungle gym. And it was nesting in my yard. And if the government wasn't corrupt and evil and wouldn't try to set me up, you can't trust the government, the mental patients that work for it, I would have called the government to come get the snake and take it somewhere. But I did a cost-benefit analysis, went in and double-checked on the internet that that was the red-on-yellow-kill-a-fella coral snake. So I took a hoe and I killed it. And I didn't enjoy it. I get sad when we have little pink geckos everywhere in Austin, and you'll close a door on one. It happens every few weeks. You'll find one dead in your kitchen. It's real sad, their little mummified body. And see, the evil would see me as weak because I love that little creature. But it has a life. It has ideas. It has a mate. Maybe it hasn't mated yet. It needs to have its experience. It's got its line and all the adversity, everything that it's ancestors went through, and it's this incredible, beautiful, little see-through creature. And it has a function, eating bugs and living out by the lamp on my front porch. And to see it cut in half by the door frame, to see its blood there smudged, it's enough to make me cry. And it's not because I'm weak, it's because I'm strong. You see, a lot of people become evil because they go through pain in their lives. And they learn how to harden their heart, and it makes it feel better. And then when people abuse them, they learn how to abuse back. And it gives them a flicker, that dark light. And then that fire grows and consumes them. And that's why you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Pull that Kenny Rogers song up. It's not in the regular system, but it's in the computer. And so people can say, you know, it's the duality of men. They can say, you say turn the other cheek, but we've seen you punch somebody. We've seen you push somebody back when they push you. That's right. I'm not perfect. Just because I say I have this loftier, higher level. And there is a time to shoot back. There is a time to defend your family. There is a time to stand up. But you've got to have wisdom. Cunning and knowledge is not wisdom. Wisdom is understanding how it affects the greater whole and understanding how you're interconnected to everything in the universe. And wisdom is extrapolating down the line and seeing how things interconnect. And my wisdom is intensifying exponentially. It is, and I don't even claim to be advanced in my wisdom, but it is advancing in my understanding and my predictive powers. Not psychic power, but predictive, mathematical, innate ability is accelerating so fast. And then I realize that that our enemies have that same incredible human mind, and in many cases greater. And they have all the best minds working for them, most of the best minds, who many of which are compartmentalized and are specialized, and so don't see the bigger picture they're part of, and are committing great evil. That's the enemy's greatest tool, is that they have a lot of good people but who are not sophisticated enough or not generalist enough, not versatile enough, don't have enough street smarts, or who rationalize because they're comfortable. The routine. You have to awaken from that and get outside the box, and then get outside the box, and then get outside the box again, and then again.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 28, 2008. Gold opened at $814.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $839.36, $413.65 for half ounce, and $206.83 for quarter ounce. That's $839.36, $413.65, and $206.83.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Ships to new lands.
Fight the whole, sing and cry. Valhalla, I am coming.
right, let me get into Fannie, Freddie Mac info. First, they told us it wasn't going to fold, wasn't going to be nationalized. Publicly, they're saying $50-plus trillion, but the big news here isn't that there was collusion or corruption. This is how the mystery of evil works, where the brokers and the assessors and the real estate agents, the citizens, the banks, the brokerage houses, all of them colluded together, and the media and the government advertised, this is the new way. You just keep leveraging your house up and up and up. And it did come out, again, in IMF and World Bank documents, that they'd done this in Argentina and other places. They were planning to do that in Europe and the U.S. I mean, this is a plan. Banks issue and create all this liquidity and currency. That is, the privately controlled treasuries that are quasi-government issue that to them. And then out of the currency and liquidity created, the banks get debt. But they want to have economies implode so they can consolidate and get real assets. And so when you take Freddie and Fannie, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, when you take these groups with 50 plus trillion, there's different numbers, 53, 56, 57, depending on how it's broken down by the Treasury. You take this that was always, quote, government backed when they set this up decades ago, always planning to screw you. And now they're down to the end of the line with the Ponzi scheme. And I'm not the only one saying this. I mean, there are newspaper articles and reports where they're admitting this is all a giant scam and the biggest crime of the century. I was watching the press conference last night with Paulson and others, and I mean, they're just up there looking guilty of sin. Just total hardcore crooks. You're looking at trillions being stolen. You say, why? Because when they sold those securities, they would then count them as assets and leverage them 10 times under U.S. fractional reserve banking. There's a 10-to-1 leverage in England. Some parts of Europe only have an 8-to-1. Some parts of the world in Asia have 20-to-1. And then they take that 20-to-1, 10-to-1, 8-to-1 ratio of 50-plus trillion, and then they leverage it out. So what's 10 times 57 trillion? And then leverage that out 10 times. 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 It is conservatively in the thousands of trillions. And by the month, it grows by the thousands of trillions. More money, more assets than that fictional money represents. Already thousands of times all the assets in the world. And guess who they're setting the precedent right now, claiming, oh, the American people were greedy and lied on their mortgages. That's what's causing all this. No, it's credit cards. It's other investments. It's the city and county and state investments under the secret comprehensive annual financial report funds, which are now public. And then there's this good old-fashioned stealing, like $4-plus trillion in the last 9 years stolen out of the Pentagon trust funds. It's all gone. Trillion stolen everywhere else, just mass stealing armored fortresses in the Bahamas and in the Mediterranean, and just thousands of globalists living with huge private security helicopter pads, underground bases, continuity of government, unlimited. Because while all this fiat currency was worth something, they bought up the entire planet. That's why they're announcing, oh, basically New York City's owned by some private banks now. Oh, Austin, Texas is basically owned by private banks. And all that land that the city stole the last 20 years from farmers and ranchers, that's being given to private banks now. And, oh, your police force is going to be private now. And, oh, you're going to have national service and work 10, 15, 20 hours a week for the government to pay off the national debt. And, oh, the CIA is going to triple in size and is running PR ads about how they're going to be operating inside the U.S. now. They've always been doing it, but now openly committing crime. So the criminals are robbing the bank, robbing the country, and then that's what the police state's for, to make sure while you lose everything you've got and it goes to them and is given to cops and military and people, that you don't like it. So get ready. The SWAT teams are moving into your houses. The cops are moving into your houses. The military is. And this is how America's going to work. We're going to be a third world country. You're going to live on the street, and they're going to beat you up when
they're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Now every gambler knows The secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand a loser, and the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep. So when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette and faded off to sleep. Then somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up.
Welcome back.
Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away.
That's right.
Know when to run.
So just briefly analyzing what happened at MSNBC, then I'll get back into banking and then your calls. All these armchair quarterbacks say that I should have given a speech and used lots of lofty vocabulary, which I could have done. But then none of it would have been intelligible with Chris Matthews and his guest and other guest talking over us. But instead, by saying 9/11 is an inside job 10 times in a row, investigate 9/11 10 times in a row, Google inside job 10 times in a row, Infowars.com 10 times in a row, We Are Change 10 times in a row. I'm not grandstanding here, folks. People arguing about this has become quite an argument. I want you, if you ever go out and do this, to listen to my advice, unless you've got something better. And I've done this quite a few times now. I mean, have you done it? Have you been arrested for doing it? I have. I mean, that's a question I'm asking. Millions of people watching 9/11 Truth taking over Fox, MSNBC, you name it, it's happening everywhere. Other people are doing it. But you know what 9/11 Truth's doing and We Are Change other folks are doing? Luke, listen to me. But other groups are going and bullhorning and giving speeches, and all you hear in the background is blah, 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 because you can't hear something said once. And in a speech, it's only said once, so people can't ever make out what you're saying. My point is there's a method to our madness here for people that just come around and give us all this advice. I'm trying to give you some advice from somebody who's walked a mile in those shoes. You haven't. That's all I'm asking you to do. Nothing more. But we are a nation of critics. It's easy to sit up in the high seats, in the nosebleed section, and talk about what somebody should or shouldn't have done to second guess all day down on the field. But it's another thing to be on the field. And I welcome you to the field. I bet there are a lot of you smarter, more well-spoken, more effective than I. Believe me, I don't have some high view of myself. It's up to you. And people say, well, why are you taking over live TV programs? They go out to public sites. They advertise that they're hearing from the public. They do it right off the side of a city street. You know, our founding fathers tarred and feathered people. Our founding fathers lynched people. Our founding fathers set fire to buildings. I'm not saying do any of that. But we're so timid that going and shouting down mainstream media, that's wrong, that we shouldn't be doing that. And you call yourselves patriots. Well, we all know you're not. You're statist, you're establishment government workers, you're paid-for bloggers, Michelle Malkin openly, both her sites, the main sponsor is Homeland Security, and it's really Homeland Security. I've got all these clips today of all these CIA radio and TV ads that are airing. We're posting some on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the last week, it's on every major radio station in Austin. including KLBJ that I broadcast out of on Sundays. And there is an announcement about if you've got integrity and you're smart and you want to take action, join the CIA. And they've got CIA ads on children's television. We've got some of those. And NSA ads on children's television. The NSA said it didn't exist 15 years ago. They would arrest or intimidate reporters that would even go videotape the building. They called me a conspiracy theorist in major newspapers in the late 90s. And now they're running cartoon ads for the NSA and the CIA. They're doing that for PR because now they're going to be a daily part of our lives. They're getting you ready for them to use NSA intercepts in regular crime and on citizens and trumped up fake audio and video. They're getting you ready with the local threat emergency centers in every city that are CIA run to have them openly liaisoning with the public. Shadow government. You see, people always say, well, they're in a new world order. Well, yes, there is a new world order, but it was growing. It was embryonic. It was running side by side with the Republic. But now it's covertly, like I talked about yesterday on the Sunday show. I mean, I've interviewed a governor. I've interviewed two police chiefs. I've interviewed a Marine Corps captain who were involved in the 80s and 90s in covert operations where they would just come to a governor and say, we are your boss. Do as we say or we'll basically destroy you. And we won't tell you who we are. We're just CIA. 23 of them in the office. Jesse Ventura. Or Chief of Police San Antonio. Delta Force comes to him and others with hundreds of thousands in cash and said, we just want to give you this cash to work with us. Well, what's the work? Well, first we want you to just take the cash, no strings attached. That's co-opting, just like they do in Guatemala City, Guatemala City, Panama City, Russia, Iran. That's what special ops do there. That's what CIA does there. They go around and say, hey, we want you to work for the U.S. government. Here's $1 million. But it's not the U.S. government. It's a criminal corporate takeover, totally lawless. At last time I checked, it was over $40 billion in pallets of $100,000 bills flown in that we know of, and they're now training us to evil. And then they give every private 25, 35 grand. Then they tell them, hey, this was illegal, boys. You got to kill that Army or Marine Corps inspector that's looking into stolen equipment. They only gave you schmucks that 30 grand so that when they're stealing helicopters and weapons or planting WMDs or killing investigators, you are compromised, dummies. And then they see who likes the money. They see who's a criminal. And the colonel that isn't, the colonel that's there who's gung-ho, he gets fragged. Or maybe you're a Pat Tillman who's already had millions and doesn't want to be part of the payoffs, doesn't want to be part of guarding opium fields. Got a bunch of jealous people in the unit. They assign some CIA to it, and they gun him down, and he starts yelling, Pat Tillman, Pat Tillman, and they go right up on him and gun him down right there on the spot. So you want to join the CIA, do you? You want to join special forces, do you? You want to torture people? You want to be used? You want to be compartmentalized? You want to be laughed at? They'll say you're a good guy. You're going to be given the suicide missions. You're going to be given the missions where people have been tipped off. You're going to be laughed at behind your back. You're going to be the schmuck. You're going to be the joke. They got places for you. They got things for you to do. This is a YouTube clip. I want to play this right now. Of a Shriners convention, and a Christian goes up and is talking to one of them. Listen to this. I want everybody to listen to this. They go to a Shriners convention, and this is up on Infowars.com, and the Christian says, who do you worship? And he says, I worship sweet Lucifer. Listen to this. This is an old Mason. Listen to him.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How
can you say anything by it about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, is he the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the internet.
God bless you,
Amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're
confirming
it. What about
those hospitals?
You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said
in Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually.
No, I really am.
You are.
Because I'm pure and virtuous.
You're pure and virtuous. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're perfect without Jesus, right?
No.
Okay. Tell me about Jesus. Who is Jesus?
He's my leader.
Is he the Son of God?
Yes, he is.
Is he the only worshipful master?
Yes.
Have you ever been called worshipful master?
No, because I've just been too busy. I've been working.
Working.
Been working to help people.
What
like
kind
you.
Of work?
Okay. Get out of here.
See, this is what...
All right, and actually, that's not up on Infowars.com yet. I am that over to Kurt and Paul right now. Let's get that up on the site. You can go watch it for yourself. It's a bunch of Masons. They got their hats and everything. And oh, sweet Lucifer. Oh, gosh, sweet Lucifer. The thing is, you don't find that out till you've been a Mason for about 20 years on average. Then they tell you, it's time to love. Oh, you heard him. Oh, sweet Lucifer. Oh, Lucifer. Oh, my goodness. And that's who runs the show. Sweet. Oh, sweet Lucifer. Oh, sweet virtuous. Oh, I can feel it right now seething in me. Oh, that's what they say. Oh, I feel the power of Lucifer seething, seething. God help us, folks. God help us. So they believe Lucifer and Jesus are brothers. Oh, sweet Lucifer. So sick, man. So sick. But again, they fool a lot of people. Were the Founding Fathers bad? No. And it was more of a Bible-based at almost every level, and more of a construction guild, secret knowledge guild, private university guild, Fraternity of Men Guild, until 1776, and then it really went back to its roots. But see, a lot of people haven't read the Book of Solomon, because it's all in the Old Testament. It's all right there. Instead of what the Masons say about Solomon, go read that book, and then you'll know. All right, I said I'd take calls, but I've been on somewhat of a roll today ranting. We'll just go to them right now, and then I'm going to get back into what's happening with the economy and where this is going to go. This is not good, ladies and gentlemen, to say the least. And the fact that they did take over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac does not bode well for anybody, unless you're the globalist. And now the government owns most of the mortgages in this country, a large portion of them. And we told you that would happen. Our experts told you 6 or 7 months ago that would happen. And if things continue, this is going to be a hardcore depression. And you're going to have to pay that back. You need to understand that. You're going to have to pay back not just that mortgage, but all the trillions that have been leveraged. See, because they take each mortgage and then count that debt, like a promissory note, as a asset. And then they sell it. And then they leverage that 10 times and 10 times and 10 times into infinity. Hundreds of billions turn into thousands of trillions turn into infinity. And they just create the fiat, and then most of the cops will kill for it. The teachers will brainwash for it. The bureaucrats will say yes, yes, yes for it, but they're all compartmentalized with their own, you know, division or office propaganda of why they're doing what they're doing, what they're not really. All compartmentalized. That's why the symbol of the New World Order is the pyramid. Okay. Paul, you are here early today. I like it. Maybe we'll do 2 hours of live video feeds. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Dan, Helen, Cheryl, Steve, Richard, I'm going to go to your calls now. Dan in Connecticut up there with the Satan Worship Center in New Haven. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, how are you today?
Good. I'm not on Sweet Lucifer's side.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's a good thing you live in Texas because the two-party system filed late to get on the ballot. They missed the deadline.
Yeah, but I mean, so what if McCain does illegal fundraisers overseas? And the laws are for us, the schmuck cattle that are here to be bled, not for the emperors.
That may be true, but if you hit them hard right now and you actually file a criminal complaint against the Secretary of State, you can get them off.
Oh, really? Okay, well, give me
Go to Texas Election Code, Section 192.031.
Laws mean something to the criminal government? I mean, everybody knows they ship the drugs in and they'll put you in jail for using them because they own the private prison, too. They don't want to just sell you drugs. They want to have you as a slave. That's how slavery's been re-legalized. But listen, tell me specifically where you learned that neither party filed here properly.
Well, basically, it came out through the Barr campaign. They did a information request, and it turns out the chairs of both parties certified them late.
All right, stay there and tell me about it. Well, I'm sure that was done on purpose. See, they're setting precedents for lawlessness right now. That's why they publicly engage in bribery now of city officials. The Pentagon does.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't want no shackles. Old fashioned blues.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFID.
Good old Jimmy Vaughn.
Got the blues about my
freedom. All right, Dan in Connecticut.
Got the blues about tyranny.
So Bob Barr's campaign is coming out talking about how the Republicans and Democrats didn't file correctly. And it is good to point it out when they do it, but they don't do their oaths of offices anymore. I was driving home last night from the radio show, and I had a two-hour book meeting with my ghostwriter, but it was about 8:30 at night, and the cop's going under the underpass right there, and he just stops right in the middle of the road and checks his computer just right in the middle of the street and just kind of looks up at his mirror like, you got a problem, slave? Just drove off all recklessly. Just, you know, that's all part of the lawlessness. Urinating on us is a dominance thing. And so it's to let us know, we're little people, we're scum, we pay the bills, and we shut up. Now, anything else?
I get some good news for you, though. Not all of them are bad. Have you ever heard of Sheriff Mac before?
Yeah, I've had Sheriff Mac on probably 15 times.
Yeah, I mean, there are people like that out there, including those in the court systems, that actually would take the criminal complaint if you can find them. But all you would need to do is get a copy of the Secretary of State certification, and you would basically go get the documents the Barr campaign requested, and you've therefore proved that they've committed a crime out in the open.
Are you saying I should do this?
I'm saying anybody in the United States can do it. I mean, once I get the documents, I'd be willing to go just do it myself.
Good. That's a good idea. You need to do that, and then have a press conference when you do it.
Yeah, because I know the more people that do it, the more likely it is to go. But, you know, I'm trying to see what I can do to help other people get involved with me.
All right, bro. We appreciate the call, Dan. Good to hear from you. Helen in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'm calling several congressmen. The 866-220-0044, telling them, as my servant, you betrayed my trust, you've been traitorous. I want to hire people like Ron Paul and his millions of followers. You're fired. And I hope that will take an effect if other people could do
that. Well, what they do is they just fund more SWAT teams. Look, they know we hate them. They know they're criminal. They know on every issue they violate the Constitution and the will of the people. They believe me, they've gotten the message that we know they're stinking criminals. Now, it's good to continue to let them know that, but it's even better to go bullhorn their house like we've been doing to Nancy Pelosi and others. It's even better to, when you see them at church, tell them you don't like them. It's better to shun their families. It's better to just, like some Austin cop came in a restaurant yesterday and was bugging his eyes out at me. So I just started bugging my eyes right back at him and his family. And I just started looking at him like I didn't like him. And I just sat there and kind of stood over the table and just stared at him and said, I'll see you later. That's how this works now. I'm not bending over anymore. I'm not your slave and I'm not your property. You got it? You work for me, scum! Anything else?
Exactly. They are your servants. So every which way we can do this. That toll-free number again is 866-220-0044. And there's light at the end of the tunnel, Alex.
Speak of the devil, they grabbed Mr. Pound, who they kidnapped as kids. The CPS lady went to prison for lying, but that didn't matter. And now they've grabbed him and put him in a mental institution saying he's mentally ill for wanting his children back. And I need to get his number. We need to try to set his family back up on the show to get him some support, because he's in a mental institution right now. Because, you know, you're crazy if you don't like the tyranny.
That's horrible.
It doesn't matter. They'll get everything they want.
Well,
they'll get the hell they want. That's right. I appreciate your call. All right, I don't want to get too nasty here. I'm getting in a dark mode here. I got to settle down. Cheryl, Steve, Richard, Jake, Billy Bob. Your calls are straight ahead, right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live now into the third and final hour. Gotcha, April Fools. There's a fourth hour coming up. Paul, what are you smiling about out there? It is confirmed here. I have a story out of BallotAccess.org. Democrats, Republicans miss Texas deadline to certify presidential nominations. It doesn't matter if the second most populous state with the second most delegates didn't. If you don't like it, they got guys in black uniforms that'll drop by and shove a gun down your mouth and blow your head off. That's how this works. You pay the taxes, you pay for the illegal aliens, you pay for it all, you pay for the euthanasia of the old through your welfare, and just shut up. I'm just trying to get people mad, but that is the facts. Right, I need to settle down. I got really mad earlier. Cheryl in Canada, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, I think I have something important to add to what you were saying about the analysis of evil.
Yes.
I want to just tell you and introduce to the audience that I'm a person who here in Canada has had the opportunity to stand personally one-on-one, face-to-face with both the Canadian head of Homeland Security in the Harper cabinet. His name is Stockwell Day. And I also was able to talk personally with Stéphane Dion, who's going to be running against Prime Minister Harper in the upcoming election here in Canada. And I gave them both the information that 9/11 is an inside job. And I'm happy that they didn't, they ignored me because they thought I'm just a middle-aged lady who is spouting off. But I was able to confront both of them and tell them.
Don't think you're a middle-aged lady who doesn't have power. You're a middle-aged lady who does have power, and they know they're being confronted all over the place, and it lets them know that we know.
Well, I've corresponded with Tex Mars for about 10 years. I'm a Bible college graduate. I went to UCLA on a state scholarship. All of that is to say that, Alex, when you're talking about the analysis of evil, I want to bring out that there have been supernatural messages from God's kingdom coming to people, to my knowledge at least, from the early 1800s. And one of the messages was in 1864 saying that the demons from hell had been unchained in the world and that this was the hour that we need to pray. Now, I'm not a Catholic. I've never been a Catholic. But these messages are what have been called Marian apparitions. Today is the nativity or the birthday, according to, this teaching of the Virgin Mary. And if you're talking about Fatima or Fatima in 1917 or Salette, France in 1846.
I know a lot of people are really into that.
I've never been into it at all, Alex, but we have been.
No, I'm just saying because I'm not Catholic and I don't know anything about that.
I'm not Catholic either, and I know that the communists and the Masons infiltrated the Catholics.
No, I know. I was just saying that I don't.
Earlier.
I was just trying to say I don't know about. I've heard about that stuff. I just don't know the details is what I was saying.
Well, I've done a little study of it in the past couple of months, and I really think that when we're discussing evil and we're saying it's up to ourselves, it really is up to prayer. We do what we can, but we also have the host of heaven on our side if we will call out to them. And I'm praying the rosary every day. I'm sorry, I am.
Well, I mean, who's criticizing you for that? I mean, I don't. This radio broadcast is about confronting the New World Order. It's about getting people moving and standing up. And, I pray to God to give me guidance every day, but God helps those that helps themselves as well. Take care. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, that we had a caller earlier was apologizing to me that she was getting into Catholic mysticism. I'm not your judge, lady. It's between you and God what you do. I'm not here judging Catholics, Baptists. You know, there are good people that love God in all these groups. I'm not here to judge you. This is not a religious show. I talk about my belief in God, my relationship with the Creator. I'm with life. I'm with creativity. I'm with goodness. And I'm going to stand up against deception and evil and darkness. But I'm not going to sit here and judge you. So don't call in apologizing to me for what you're doing. You sound like a nice person. And, people hold me up like this big icon to either, you know, for me to criticize them or to give them some go-ahead. That's not going to happen here. I don't get into mysticism myself. And by that, I don't get on air and say, I believe because of this prophecy, this A, B, and C is going to happen. Or I don't get on air and say, Well, I know I certainly don't believe in things like Nostradamus, but people call in and, you know, bring it up. But I'm not discounting all of it, but I'm also, you know, I'm just standing on facts and what I can prove. And people get confused. They go, but you cover Bohemian Grove, but you cover the occult, you cover Satanism running things. From a secular perspective, which means without God, doesn't mean I'm not with God. It means that I, without God, without bringing the debate in, which then becomes a big furball that everybody fights over, I'm simply saying, look, if you're an atheist, an agnostic, a Baptist, a Buddhist, a Hindu, whatever you are, let's stop debating whose religion's real or what the bedrock facts are, because people can never get past that. Let's debate, what does the ruling elite believe? Let's look at their psychology, their pathology, what makes them tick, what do they believe in? And an atheist are some of the most closed-minded people you'll find. They'll say there is no satanic elite, there are no rituals going on, you're crazy for even covering it, you're nuts. And I'm going, well, so if I say the Aztecs did rituals, that didn't exist because religion doesn't exist? I'm not debating whether there's a winged serpent god. I'm not debating whether there's a sun god, or a mountain god, or a water god, or a corn god, or a snake god, or a monkey god, or a jaguar god. I'm saying, did the Aztecs believe in those gods, and did they order their life around that and the stars? I'm not debating whether Zeus is real. I'm not debating whether Hercules was his son. I'm not debating whether Ulysses sailed around in the Mediterranean and killed giants and had sirens sing to him. I'm not debating whether he got away from the Cyclops by holding on to the bottom of the giant sheep's bellies. I'm saying, did the Greeks believe that? Did the Aztecs believe their own myths? Did the Romans believe in Jupiter and Saturn? Did the Israelites believe in Jehovah or Yahweh and the other side, Lucifer, the devil, Satan? Yes. So the question is, what does our elite believe? What was, you know, do we have a cult running our society? Are they a blood cult, a sex cult, a yin-yang cult that believes in destruction and rebirth? But if you really look at them, they really are into death and power. They can claim they're both, which is bad, because it always leads to the destructive taking over. And that's just a historical fact. And so whether you believe in that or not, the elite do and believe they're deriving power from it. And so that is the discussion that we are having here today. That is the point that I was bringing up. Now, we may see incredible things in the near future. We've already seen something 3 football fields long, repeatedly flying around above the suburbs of Dallas and Denton and surrounding areas. F-16s chasing it. Giant flying saucers over the Capitol. Giant flying saucers over Chicago, over Detroit. I mean, we're seeing things 3 football fields long that just disappear. I don't know what that is. And because it becomes in the realm of magic and mysticism or what you'd call religion, and because I can't prove it one way or the other, I don't really cover it. I don't really talk about it here. Because it's hard enough to get the public to admit that they're putting AIDS virus, HIV, hepatitis, hundreds of different fast-acting, aggressive cancer viruses and vaccines. Your body fights some of them off. They embed, keep replicating until it finally kills you a decade later. I mean, this is hardcore stuff, and that's all admitted. I mean, it's an absolute fact that sodium fluoride, the type they put in the water, isn't just deadly because of the fluoride, but the mercury, the lead, all the rest of it they legally put in there. Can't get the public to resist that. So I don't know what's going on. Everybody's calling me about this stuff. The news is hyping it. Speaking of the Catholics, the Pope's come out and said aliens are real. They're going to land, and basically they're brothers with Jesus or something. All these other religious leaders are saying it. Conservative leaders are calling for global warming taxes and world government, Pat Robertson. I mean, everything's getting turned on its head right now. They've got all these astronauts coming out and saying flying saucers are real. We're in contact with aliens. Eisenhower met with them. It's on CNN, MSNBC. I don't know. But I know from past information. But I can't say what this is. I don't know. Don't have enough data. We're collating. Don't worry. We're, you know, Robbie the Robot just says, danger, Will Robinson, and I'm getting ready to spit something out here. But the point is, I know there are declassified and fragments of declassified programs with the federal government developing gigantic holograms that can project. It just so happens, when I first saw reports of this in the late 90s, 900-foot tall and larger Buddha, Jesus, flying saucers. And then, how big are these flying saucers we're seeing? 600 feet, 900 feet, 1,000 feet. And they blip right out. The Phoenix Lights look just like holograms. In Mexico City, they keep seeing big flying saucers. And then people have even seen what looks like projectors on buildings that are wheeled out to do it, and they wheel them back. People see these beams of light through cloud cover and things nearby. They want to try to unify us, claiming there's an outside threat. As Henry Kissinger said, you know, a fake alien invasion. But then we're out in the middle of nowhere. We're out in the middle of the cosmos. I certainly am not naive enough to believe we're the only life in the universe. Even in this dimension we're in, the mathematics shows scores of dimensions. But again, I don't really get into that because I can't prove it one way or the other. I just know this type of stuff is on TV every day, and mainstream media is covering Bigfoots, they're covering Chupacabras, they're covering Devil Dogs, they're covering Blue Dogs, they're covering Hillside Monsters, they're covering flying saucers. Somebody flipped the switch, and it's like they're going into la-la land reporting to where people don't know what's true anymore. Kind of a background noise, so I'm going, they're putting cancer viruses in. That's all proven. But people go, oh, yeah, well, even CNN says there's blue devil dogs in New Jersey. Even Fox says that's all, whatever. Kind of just, they want you now just to tune out. They want a background noise. So I said, I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of answering the question here, but I can't be sure of that. Maybe these are real flying saucers. No, my gut tells me they're not. My gut tells me they're not. Here's a little MSNBC piece.
A former astronaut who walked on the moon says aliens exist and that the government has been covering up incidents of contact for years now. Dr. Edgar Mitchell says aliens have visited our planet, and he believes the government covered up the discovery of an alien spacecraft in 1947, as well as four alien bodies that were found in the desert.
The reason for the denial was, number one, they didn't know if these were hostile and could we protect ourselves from them. Didn't want the Soviets to know, so they devised to lie about it and cover it up.
Well, Dr. Mitchell is a veteran of the Apollo 14 mission, and he walked on the moon back in February of 1971.
And he says the president hangs out with 3-foot gray aliens. You can go see the full interviews if you want, basically. I'll say this, if they are really humanoid aliens, they can come across the cosmos, but they crash land in tinfoil spaceships. If they are, they're just some genetically engineered thing we were meant to find, a little tin can thing that crashes. But see, now I'm forced because CNN, Fox, MSNBC, wall-to-wall coverage with the Disclosure Project, openly run by the Rockefellers and the CIA, Rothschild, one of them heads it, and they're just saying, you know, off-base colonies, aliens are about to land. Who knows? They could have genetically engineered some green-skinned humanoid in the 30 years of human cloning that's now admitted to be going on. Oh, yeah, you didn't know it's admitted? Cloning for human cloning for decades? I see Paul out there with his mouth hanging open. Type in human clones and click Google News. See, they introduced it publicly in 1997, BBC, and then reported that in the last 20 years, human clones at the embryonic level had been made but had been killed. So let me see, 1997 and saying in the last 20 years, classified programs, 97 was 11 years. So see the last 30 years, 11 and 20s. But see, now they're introducing to the slaves, which they've been doing for at least 30, the cross humans. Type in human pig hybrid, Paul. See, all just calmly reported, but they mix it in with the, oh, by the way, somebody saw a Bigfoot. By the way, there's a 3-foot ball field flying saucer flying over Dallas. Never mind, people saw flashing lights on the ground under it. Never mind, it was a foggy evening. Never mind, it was all projected. Yeah! Your call's straight ahead!
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine, and I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
All right, real fast point before I go to your calls. Paul, IT guy during the break. He also board ops when we go live with the video feed for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, in the fourth hour. He Googled human-animal hybrid. The first hit is Snopes, the urban legend site. and they say, doesn't exist, not real, it's fake. Then you read the bottom, it's a photo from a British newspaper that was an artist's rendering of a human-animal hybrid. And the whole thing is about that being fake. So then it gives the illusion that there aren't animal-human hybrids. Though you got BBC, London Telegraph, Associated Press, Washington Post, all admit it. Doesn't matter. Just like Snopes says there's no Chinese organ harvesting, and then they'll use one or two discredited reports to straw man. That'd be like if I was before the Queen of Spain, Queen Isabella, and I was and I had cheated her and not taken the money she gave me, and I hadn't done an expedition looking for the Indies, looking for a western passage to the east, to the Spice Islands. If I came back and said, oh, yes, it was a fabulous island in the middle, but there were sea monsters and we couldn't get to it, then I could be disproven to be a liar, lying about an island with sea monsters, and then say that the Western Passage didn't exist. But in truth, the Western Passage did exist. You just run into North America. What a weird analogy or parallel or parable. Point is that the Americas were there. The Western Passage was there. But if I make it up and say there was no fabulous island of mermaids and mermen, then I've lied. So see, that's what they do. There's all this admission of human-animal hybrids. Been going on for decades. They use them for body parts. They use them for transplantation. They use it to create a pig that's basically got a human heart so they can cut the heart out. People morally say, yeah, that lets me live. I don't care. The problem is it creates new zoological viruses and bacteria. It also creates major ethical questions. Now they're making the hybrids more closely having more human genetics. They admit they've got a half chimpanzee, half humanoid line for at least a decade out of Argentina, down in South America. Costa Rica has got some facilities. And the real facilities don't show the public. They publish in scientific journals. Scientists go and peer review it, and it's big money. But it doesn't matter. That's why I get emails saying, you're a liar, there's no human-animal hybrids, because they read Snopes. Now, Snopes, the urban legend site, is saying that photo, which no one ever said the photo was real. It was I remember when it first came out a few years ago, it was a pig, part human, part pig creature. It was in a British newspaper, and it said artist rendering. But see, Snopes then takes that definitely on the dark side and just pacifies, oh, it's not real. Don't get involved. Oh, no. There's no. So I have a guy come up to me in a pizza place and say, you're a liar. There's no cross species. I had biology at UT in the 70s. So see, they know you're halfway listening, so they just throw it out there thinking you won't notice. All right, I got to get to your calls here. I apologize. Steve in Alabama, then Richard, Jake, Don, David, and others. Go ahead, Steve.
Good stuff today, Alex. I love the way you navigate between all these various topics here. Let me throw this one at you. Last night on 60 Minutes, Bob Woodward, good interview, was talking about the Iraq War, and he implied that the U.S. military had developed some new cutting-edge tactic for assassinating people, for taking out these, you know, quote, al-Qaeda leaders and so on. Can you speculate? And he, of course, he didn't, you know, he couldn't provide any more details, although it seemed like he implied that he knew what those details
were. It's everything. They've got ground-penetrating radar that gives them a crisp image, and they just fire different gamma rays, microwaves. Particle beams are very cheap and inexpensive now. They've got jets flying around with radiation beams is basically what they are. It's not a particle beam. It is a particle beam, but it's a radiation beam. It's kind of like a directed same stuff that comes out of neutron bombs, kind of like mini X-ray lasers. And they've also got all sorts of race-specific bioweapons where they can get somebody's DNA. They can make it just for them. They've got just all sorts of new assassination tools. They're not really killing al-Qaeda. That means anybody that doesn't give them an oil contract, anybody that doesn't roll over. The surge wasn't about putting 15,000 more troops in. the surge was just going in with buckets of cash, multi-million dollar payments to each neighborhood warlord every month. And that's all publicly admitted. So the surge was they broke up the military, they got rid of the Ba'athists, they let civil war break out, then they just paid everybody off to stop it. Let me explain that when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Talking to Steve in Alabama. Finish your point, Steve.
That was really the whole of the question, Alex. I just wanted your analysis on that.
Ask the question again. I was asked 20 questions during the three-minute break, and I actually forgot what it was.
Just the tactics that the military was using to, these cutting-edge tactics to supposedly take out terrorists and such.
Yeah, cutting-edge tactics is all the... That's why the globalists are so arrogant. They say if we ever try to revolt and peacefully take our government back, I mean, even if Congress came out and said it's a new world order, we're kicking the shadow government out, in 5 minutes a neutron bomb would be dropped on Washington. And, I mean, they say that's what they're doing. They're saying, we have a scientific dictatorship, you are never going to stop us. The only way to stop them is full education, the military, the police, before, and they're only about 6-7 years away from this, before there is a robotic force working for the New World Order, and then they're not even going to need the military anymore. Do you understand? It'll all be pre-programmed and run by these supercomputers, and that's not from the movie Terminator, folks. This is what they're really setting up. Perhaps I should lay out really the master plan. Anything else?
Just one other quick thing, unrelated, which was that the... I was wondering if you knew when you were going to announce the winners of the Declaration of Independence contest.
That is a great question. I appreciate your call. Here's the deal. 3 days after the first contest that was for $3,000, there were two contests for $3,000 total. 3 days after the contest closed, I announced the winners. And then my personnel is so small, I had to scratch around trying to get the contact info of the winners, and I'm told they've been paid. I really bit off more than I could chew with this other contest that's $5,000 for the best viral video. What is it, $2,000 for the best Declaration of Independence, $1,000 for the best Bill of Particulars? And we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of essays. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And I was up at 2 a.m. Saturday night trying to, because it's not fair to not read all the essays. I'm like a teacher who has like a class of like 500 people, basically, and I've got to grade the test is what it, I mean, I didn't know what I was getting into. And it's not fair, but I mean, I'm to the point where I may have to just have a stack of them and just reach in and grab one out. But then that's not fair because I want the best one to be the one that gets all the attention. I mean, Nimmo posted like 80 of them or something and couldn't even give them all their own page. He didn't have the time. He had too many other duties and they were just kind of all slopped on there. I was watching scores of videos and I'm not whining. Does anybody have an idea of how to do this? Because I keep procrastinating. I keep trying to go back, and then he's like, and he's like, 100 more or something came in after the deadline. What do I do? And I'm like, well, I want you to redo prisonplanet.com with another new design. And that's supposed to launch later this week, and I want you to do this. And I'm giving orders to armies that don't exist. I mean, I don't make my employees work more than 8 hours a day, but Aaron's been working about 15, 16 a day the last week. So much he wants to do. Rob's been working about 12, 14 a day. That's why I'm not going to New York. You know, I'd said I wasn't going, and then they begged for me to go, and I wanted to go. And then the coup de grace was family that's got pancreatic cancer. Who knows how long they'll be alive? You don't live very long with that normally. I'm not going to get into details. Family listens. And the point is that I got to go visit my great uncle. My grandfather had four brothers. And he is the last of them, so it's like my dad's daddy, basically. You know, it's my dad's father figure after his dad died. You know what? It's just a family is not coming first in my life, but it's got to come second, third, or fourth at least. So I'm not going to New York. And people will be mad at me for that, but I am promoting with banners and links and stories the events. I am linking to all the We Are Change videos. I have tried to get my listeners to raise money for them. I'm doing everything I can. I was also invited out to speak with Jesse Ventura in Nevada. Or is it Arizona? Excuse me. I'm not going to that. I've been so busy, I haven't even promoted this Jesse Ventura / Willie Nelson thing. Jesse says he's coming to Austin. Willie told me to do it all. And I've just been so busy with everything else that the event's set up, the time is set up. And I got to work on that when I get off air today so I can announce it in the next few weeks. There's a time when jewels even lose their luster. That line from Conan. When the throne room becomes a prison. When gems lose their luster and only a father's love for his daughter matters. I mean, but it's the opposite. I'm not bummed out and unhappy. I'm not unexcited about knowing Willie Nelson or Jesse Ventura or events. It's just that I'm so energized with understanding the nature of humanity, the nature of the elites, how the globalists operate, different ways they manipulate people, thousands of different ways they do it, how their systems, I mean, I've got such an understanding now that it's like trying to put the amount of information in a fire hose through a pixie straw. And I'm just marveling at the beast, marveling also at God's creation. I'm like a fool on a hill watching the world spin around. But I'm not a fool on the hill. People just think that's a fool sitting under the tree. But the fool on the hill watches the world spinning around. And the fool on the hill. I forget how it goes, that Beatles song. I mean, I really am losing my ego. And when I talk about myself, I'm telling you about my journey because I know humans are all basically alike, and so I'm talking about your journey, our journey, together. See, you got me off on a jag, and I need to go to your calls here. Poor, nice people waiting, and I'm just babbling. So I don't know what to do. I mean, when you read like 20, 30, 40 essays, you just get exhausted and there's like 50, 60, 70 more. And then you can't judge which one's the best. You know, when it got down to the last contest, the best two or three videos, you know, it took me like an hour of watching them over and over again to decide. I really want to judge this properly. I don't know. But then if I don't do this, I'm going to end up procrastinating and it's never going to happen. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I put my foot in my mouth. But hey, nothing succeeds like success. I wanted hundreds of videos to go viral. I wanted hundreds of essays and ideas and to get you to write. So we've succeeded. We've gotten information about liberty and freedom and also the government corruption out. We've made all these films, these videos, and somebody's going to win the prize. I just am trying to do justice to it, and I don't know how to do it. I guess I could just keep asking the question. Do you guys out there, any of the four of you, I'm looking at you out the window, have any idea of how I'm supposed to judge hundreds of essays and videos? We're too successful. I mean, I've spent hours and hours and hours. I've probably sat down three times trying to judge this. And it's like trying to chop down a forest, with a hatchet. And I can focus for an hour and chop down one tree, and then I'm exhausted. I mean, what am I supposed to do here? Maybe I'm supposed to lie and pick one randomly, but not say it was random. But see, I don't do that. I try to not lie. See, lying makes it easy, doesn't it? Huh? You got any ideas? How do I judge hundreds of essays and videos? How do I do it? Tell me. No ideas. Huh? No ideas. I mean, I got you guys on the hot seat here. Well, I want you guys, I'm asking you out there, how do I judge this? Do I break it up into like everybody in the office having to read 20 of them or 15 of them? And then come to me with the one best essay or the one best video, and maybe if two or three of you come up with the same one, but then there's too many for one of you to watch. I'm saying that won't work. I have to give it to you in quadrants. Like you're 1 through 30, and you're 30 through 60, and you're 60 through 90, and you're 90 through 120 on this essay, and there's 100 and something of this essay. You want to do it that way? How's that sound? You see, that's knowledge. See, I had the knowledge to know we'd get a bunch of essays and a bunch of articles and a bunch of content that would be thought-provoking. And it'd be thought-provoking to get you, the listener, to become engaged and write that new Declaration of Independence, so that's how you all are winners. And then we would get all these videos made about internet censorship to expose that was happening, and we'd also promote our websites. See, I had the knowledge that that would happen, but did I have the wisdom to think this could really be a huge response, and then how do I judge this? See, that's wisdom. And I had the wisdom if I would have used the wisdom. but I was in a hot passion on air, being censored, and blurted out an idea. Doesn't matter, it succeeds. All right, that's it. Richard in Texas, let's go fast here. Richard in Texas. Fast,
hey,
means
Alex,
one call every 30 minutes.
A committee of PrisonPlanet.com subscribers and divvy those things out to people to judge or something, but that does sound like an overwhelming task. You made a bed for yourself, didn't you?
I did, but then they'll accuse it of people voting for themselves, and, you know, it'll turn into a big subterfuge.
You can't win. Listen, I assume you may be aware of the difficulties that the Jeff Rentz site has had over the weekend, and that seems to be indicative, along with things like the arrest of Amy Goodman and that sort of thing, of kind of moving the bar up another notch in terms of oppression of alternate media and truthers and that sort of thing.
Well, I like Jeff, and we've promoted him and had him on here, and I've had him on. One time his website was down. And it was because his hard drive died. And I said, wasn't it backed up? And he said, yeah, it was supposed to be. It wasn't. And I said, well, I've got IT people. You know, we could help you. But I think he was kind of owly. And so it was down for like a week because he didn't take our help. Now, he's saying this is an attack. When somebody has your code, we've had this, and goes in and turns your servers off and then orders them to erase the backup, that's an attack. Or when somebody says F you on your own website and post a naked stripper on the front of it, you know, and we've had that happen. So we have been hacked. We've had denial of service. And you know, we had to go to CDNs and backups and spend tens of thousands a month to keep them up. Thank God the listeners support us, or we wouldn't be here. So I have no doubt that Rentz doesn't get attacked. I just can't really help him because he doesn't take my advice. So.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of backup system he's got now. He was down for much of the weekend this weekend, and he seems to understand, however he's basing his judgment on, that the attacks are coming from the highest levels of some sort or another.
Well, but, you can help somebody if they'll take your help.
Yep. Well, I just also wanted to mention, Alex, the depth of the rabbit hole just gets more and more difficult to try to understand. You know, the enrichment of all the key players in the world on the stage right now by the huge increase in the price of oil that we've seen over the last year or so, whether it be Putin or Chavez or Ahmadinejad or the U.S. or the U.K., all of these players are reaping the benefits of that. And, you know, every time they rattle their sabers or make noise or send ships out and that sort of thing, more money flows as a result.
That's right. It's the governments of the world together raping the people. It's an unwritten rule. It's a mystery of evil. Just like from the person buying a home to the real estate agent, to the broker, to the appraiser, to the inspector, to the bank, to the broker, to the mortgage, you know, to the government, to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. It was fraud. Unwritten, just a criminal society. And that's the way governments are. 99% of the time, they're corrupt, they're dirtbags, they're full of propaganda. And governments, just like Democrats attack Republicans, then Republicans get mad and say, I got to defend my party, right or wrong. So the Democrats prop the Republicans up, and Republicans attack Democrats. Democrats say, well, I know those Republicans are bad, so the Democrats must be good. They prop them up. Well, see, just because the U.S. is bad, Ahmadinejad must be good. No, they're all bad. You know, just because the U.S. is run by crooks and NATO is, doesn't mean Putin's good. So, see, then the establishment says, okay, then choose sides. Whose interest is it best for you to support? And now you've done the lesser of two evils. Now you've joined in to what has brought man down. See, there is the basic equation. That is what is... Yeah.
It's interesting how Putin's being elevated in terms of the eyes of the general population of the planet and as well in his own country as kind of the savior and the anti-New World Order guy and that sort of thing.
How long have you been listening to my show?
Oh, tons of time. For years, Alex. I'm a long-time listener.
Did you hear me in 2002 say the United States will go in, and I said in 2003, I mean, go listen to the show the day of the attack in mid-March. And I'm not bragging. I don't have the time, the energy with the archives. I know they're out there. I'm asking YouTube listeners to do this and put it together for me just to show people that I'm not playing games. Okay, I understand the enemy operation. This is what I said would happen. The United States will bombard the country. They will dismantle the government. They will break it in three parts effectively and have civil war for 5, 6, 7 years. Then they will basically pay off the different sides, break it into partitions and power sharing under the old divide and conquer British model they had there before. And I didn't have a crystal ball. I was reading what the official war planners said they were going to do. And I said, they will then go in, have 5 years of carnage, saying that's why we've got to stay, 5-6 years. Then I said they will throw the switch and basically end most of the rebellion and killing, and then say, oh, see, now we've got to stay, we fixed the problem. That'll be the false victory. Then they'll bring in I-4, NATO, and Israel, basically, and have oil deals. But I said 5 to 6 years after. Now, what exactly happened? Exactly what I said happened, and we will now go to a tape of myself the day before the invasion saying exactly that. Okay, there. It's all edited for you, YouTube folks. Go find that show. And you can go and then put that together with me saying it. I don't have the staff. I'm asking for the help. The point is, it's all laid out exactly what they were going to do. Now, I also said on the day of 9/11 and in the weeks after 9/11, and those broadcasts are out there on the web, I said that it's going to be allowed to come out that the government carried out these attacks. They did it sloppy on purpose. It's going to be made to be pinned on George Bush to where the world... I said, there'll never be a trial. It'll just be publicly known. And then Euro will be shown, and Russia will be shown, and China will be shown as the good guys, as it's public knowledge, like the government deals drugs. It's public knowledge the government did it. And then that's also part of bringing us down. And then neocons attacking Iraq, Afghanistan, other countries will then fit us with the name of being jackals and murderers and killers, and now we'll play the part of the good guy so Russia and China and the New World Order can shine. America's slated for destruction, and they're setting us up right now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
I have a giant stack of vital news and information. By the way, that song is somebody else's bumper music. I don't know why I keep playing. Doesn't matter. Jake, Don, David, SW. I'm going to get to all of you. And I do have a bunch of news I haven't even covered. The fourth hour, I'll keep taking calls, but it's also going to be a news hour because I've got to cover this. It's all too important. Things like, oh, we're going to have happy classes in England and the U.S. for the children. Remember the New Freedom Initiative? Remember how the big pharma got together with the White House under an executive order and billions of government funding and said, we've got 15% of the kids, and now it's about 20, on psychotropic drugs. Under this, we'll put half of them on them and then all of them. The next phase, 50%, how are they going to do that? Happiness classes, kind of like suicide classes. 12-year-olds never thought of suicide, but now suicide exploded after they had suicide classes. See, it's turning into a mental institution. It's like kids have never scared a ghost until you show them a movie about ghosts, and they're scared to sleep in their own beds. Same thing. We're going to teach you how to not commit suicide. Let us show you how little girls do it. They hang themselves this way. Oh, there's a rash of little girls hanging themselves. We need more psychologists and psychiatrists in the schools. Oh, we advertise mass shootings everywhere. Now there's been more mass shootings of people in black trench coats over and over again every year because we advertise it. Oh, we're having classes about how to be happy. And in those classes, you learn how to not be depressed and tell us what mommy and daddy are doing. See, I said I'd get to that. That's one of the things in the stack I've got. Teaching you how to be happy is teaching you that you could be anything but happy and to get in and being a neurotic twit, a basket case. It's disgusting, degenerate social engineering, and it makes me sick. Jake's up next, right? Jake in Iowa, you're on the air in a worldwide transmission desperately against dehumanization.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, Keebler.
Hi, Alex. I just really appreciate your activism and all the good work you do. You and Luke and Jason and Fable Enemies was great.
I haven't even plugged that in 3 hours, yes.
We at Just TV, we've been really liking your live streams when you've been having them and on InfoWars, and we're just sick of the NWO, and we ain't going to take it no more.
Good.
And we encourage everybody to get subscription to InfoWars and spread the word. And we all know 911 was an inside job. NWO, your leader, a bunch of pedophiles. And using false flags everywhere. You know, the mainstream media is more concerned about Britney Spears, like you said, mixing stuff in with Bigfoot.
That's what they do. Listen, your points are excellent, but your Skype's breaking up. I'm going to let you go. You can call me back later if you get a good line. Speak of the devil, I'm glad that you mentioned Fabled Enemies, because I've done 3 hours now. I've done technically 2 hours, 57 minutes, 27 seconds. Fabled Enemies is out on DVD. We first just got 1,000 in, and those sold out in the first shipments. Your videos are now being shipped out to you. We've got a couple thousand more coming in. What is it? Wednesday. So all the orders will be shipped out. We actually sold out of the first little lot we got, but the DVDs are in the mail from Dallas, UPS. So we'll be shipping your orders out. So get your order in now. Fabled Enemies, how the intelligence operations carried out the attacks, how continuity of government was used as the umbrella to launch the attacks, how they did it, how they ran the operation. Very important film, Fabled Enemies, available on DVD. It's important to have it in your library at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also watch it online in super high quality and burn it to disk right now at prisonplanet.tv. That's prisonplanet.tv. All right, fourth hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut.
an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Calls continually through this hour. A lot of news I haven't gotten to yet. I will cover it. Let's get to the callers. We've been holding the longest. First, join us. 1-800-25. Don in Texas and David, Don, SW, and others. Go ahead, Don.
Hello, Alex. I'm a Dallas News subscriber hearing stuff. Mark Davis writing Dallas News website and it getting removed. Can you about it or tell me where I can read up on it?
There was an article written by Kurt Nimmo with a headline like Dallas Morning News retracts, and they killed the web story and then sent us an email from the associate editor saying this does appear to be incorrect information. We have removed it, which is not a classical full retraction, but is a retraction. And then I've been told by one of my board ops on the Sunday show who heard it. So that's firsthand from him that Mark Davis still went on and said, I don't care what Alex Jones says. I don't care what the video shows. He's editing it to make himself look innocent. Alex said, kill Michelle. And we just lost the ISDN feed to Houston. So we're not on the AM and FM dial and global shortwave right now. We're just on the internet. Speaking of equipment crapping out. No problem, though. We have the Skype backup. We haven't gone down in about a month or two. I wonder if he's connected. Yes, we are connected by Skype, ladies and gentlemen. And we have backup ISDN line. Houston, do you read me? Houston, over. John Harmon. I bet he's forgotten we've even got Skype as an emergency backup. Shayla,
got you. You're on air.
Oh, good. So
you're on air.
You got the Skype up.
Yeah, it's been up. Go ahead.
What an incredible job. You know, it doesn't sound as good as ISDN Live, but we got it. Hey, it's my dad. Get in here. What are you doing over here? You don't want to go on air with us, do you?
Absolutely not.
Well, that's a live camera right there, buddy. Okay, I said I was going to take calls, didn't I? Is Don in Texas still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, Don, sorry. We had a little bit of technical difficulty with Houston. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, anyway, that's basically it regarding the Mark Davis fall to RAW.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I was just asking.
What do you think of that little smiley-faced fake conservative? What do you think of him?
What I think of, well, I'm a long-time listener of his, and he is, I guess he's a neocon, the way he acts.
I just actually put my dad on TV. Yeah, no, he is a neocon. Look, they've all been told, sell out, or that's the end of it.
Well, he sold out a long time ago. He thinks the war on drugs is wonderful.
Well, look, it's a fact. They just had that CIA aircraft confirmed. It just came out with the tail numbers, confirmed off the CIA's own number system. CIA aircraft for tortured, kidnapped people. And while they're at it, they tell the pilots, your payment is you're allowed to fly cocaine in.
All right.
3.3 tons, but he still agrees with that, doesn't he?
Well, he has family reasons for holding this, he states. But, you know, it's still he is very stilted and very pro, very pro neocon.
Well, you know, he sits in for Rush Limbaugh, who admittedly got up to his tolerancy his tolerance with 100 Oxycontins a day. That would kill, they reported, 10 horses. 10 would kill a horse that wasn't used to it. He was eating 100 a day. Basically, it's synthetic heroin. And but that's okay. You know, he says, put black kids in jail first time they're caught with drugs, but Rush Limbaugh can be running around topless bars in the Caribbean on 100 Oxycontins so bad it eats the nerve endings in his ears and he goes deaf and has cyborg implants. But send everybody to prison. I'm gobbling Oxycontin, and I got a little whore named Mark Davis who'll do whatever he's told. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at solismile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Let's continue with your phone calls. The Ring-a-Dingies. SW in Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead, SW.
I got an idea for what you can do with your text that you want to read, and you have all these hundreds to take care of. Put them all out here on your website and have everybody out here read what they want to read, and we make up our minds which ones are the best. And then,
well, that's exactly what one of our IT guys was saying, was create like a dig-like program or a plug-in where we post them all and then people go vote them up themselves to the top of the page and give people a week to read them all and vote on it.
Right.
And I'm thinking that's the way to go, so now we're looking at a plug-in for that.
I think that would be a good thing for you to be able to take your mind off of at least a couple hours' work.
Now, I've watched all the videos. I just, you watch so many, it kind of becomes a blur. I've just got to, don't worry, folks, I'll get to it. I'm going to I mean, we had the first wave. I've already given out 3,000 in prizes. Now there's going to be 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 more in prizes. And I will give them out to you. I've just got to get around to it. Because I didn't know we'd have... It's like 200 essays or something. I mean, it's just like...
Well, all these people are pretty sharp, so we can figure it out as well.
Absolutely, my friend. Anything else?
No, that's what you were asking for help. That's my idea.
Hey, great minds think alike. See, I didn't think of that, and the guys did out there. Let's go ahead, and so did you, David. Let's talk to Don in Austin, another call from Texas. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, say you noticed about the mortgage people.
No, that's just an expansion of the Ponzi scheme. They're just taking the country club schmucks for more.
Well, that's like Kosovo and and Serbia when the Albanians were seduced into coming in with the Ponzi scheme. I've been listening to Hispanic radio off and on, and there's been a number of times I've heard that they stated that some are in English, some are in Spanish, that the Hispanic, mostly the migrants, you know, illegals, will get their loans forgiven, don't have to pay. And I don't know how that would work, but that's boggles my mind.
Well, that's infrastructure. I know a lady who manages the largest apartment complex in Austin for the largest property managed company in the nation, and I appreciate your call. You got some noise on your phone. And this was 4 years ago now. They were called in and they said, secretly, so we don't have to pay taxes, we're becoming government housing. But it's all under national security, so nothing's written. We don't have to pay taxes anymore. But if blacks, whites, or Hispanics, or Asians who are American citizens have a grandmother over for a week, fine them, fee them, kick them out. We want the illegal aliens. They believe it's part of national security. She's a high-level management for the company. She's like the head person in Austin, not just over the biggest outfit in Austin. And they said they are to be given preferential treatment. They can have 10 to a one-room apartment. They are above the law. And then Vicente Fox also came to Austin that same year and gave an award to the Austin police chief for not following the law and having a sanctuary city. He gave an award to the police union. He gave another award to Wells Fargo because Wells Fargo IDs, the illegal aliens are given IDs with no ID. And then the banking card is used as ID. See, folks, the CIA has bought most mayors and police chiefs. They're running most cities. This has been going on since the 80s. They bring the drugs in, the heroin, child kidnapping they control. If you kidnap a kid and they don't authorize it, they come after you. You shipping heroin or cocaine into Dallas or Austin or New York, they come after you. They got hitmen working for them that don't even know they work for the CIA through the compartments. They run the whole country. They're hiring aggravated felons, criminals for the military and police now. We are a rotten corpse, and they're eating the giblets off our bones. And if you complain, they just say conspiracy theory. You go, hey, trillions is missing from the Pentagon's Associated Press. A Pentagon Smittagon doesn't exist. You go, well, this North American Union document, they're shining over the roads, they're building the North American Union internal ports, doesn't exist. You're crazy, man. Crazy man. Hey, the Senate's having most of their votes in secret now, and the House is having secret sessions, and they're not even allowed to see continuity of government. They've been told the president's a dictator. Here, it's all in John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And they just go, shut up, doesn't exist, shut up, doesn't exist. And then they go, next on Fox, Bigfoot. You know, I mean, it's all being run by behavioral psychologists just to totally fry people's brains to where, you know, three football field long flying saucers are everywhere. They're reporting Bigfoots are real. Total insanity. Meanwhile, in the real news, it's, by the way, we're putting HIV in your vaccines. Oh, God. It's so bad, man. It is so bad. In fact, speak of the devil. I've gone through a lot of the calls down here. I'm going to go to Joe, Duke, Essa, Bob, and others. But let me play a few clips first. Here is a Lou Dobbs report on most of the votes in the Senate being secret now. They always had roll call. They always recorded how they voted. Now they just won't even tell you. But what you know is they've got a 9% approval rating, and they vote almost 100% of the time against the Constitution and what's popular. See, that's a little cue you're not in a free country. When you don't like the war, how about we expand it? Oh, you don't like open borders? How about we do it? Oh, you don't... Oh, we're going to irradiate all your food. Oh, you don't like it? We'll just have all the migrants crap all over the food. And then when you get trichinosis, and when you get hepatitis, and when you get all these other... Salmonella and a bunch of you die, then we'll just shut down all the U.S. farms. That's what happened. The regulators came in and shut down a bunch of U.S. tomato and pepper farms, and then a year later they admitted what we already told you. Associated Press. Oh, it was the raw sewage being sprayed on stuff in Mexico. But, you know, the tomato and pepper farmers are already out of business in spinach because the public's so stupid. They were told it was the stuff that was only safe if it was from Mexico. It always works. Oh, it's so good to screw everybody. Oh, it's so much fun to be idiots and be lied to. Go ahead and play the Lou Dobbs admitting. I mean, even on CNN flaunting. Oh, yeah, it's secret votes. But you think Lou Dobbs is telling you something here, but he almost legitimizes it the way he... It doesn't matter. Everything's fine. Having the votes be secret's good. Here it is.
Senate's practice of passing critical legislation in absolute secret without public debate. A staggering 94% of all Senate legislation is passed with no debate, no discussion at all of the policy or how your tax money is spent. Tonight, one leading senator is demanding that the government become somewhat accountable to American taxpayers. Imagine that. Lisa Sylvester with our report.
The bickering on Capitol Hill
has reached
new heights.
That's like that Texas legislature clip we've got where it says it's illegal for you to vote for somebody else or to vote twice. And they don't care. The state Senate and the House, they'll just sit there hitting the button, voting over and over again. And it's everybody like it's a video game, you know, when you're beating the level boss, where you just hit the button as fast as you can. They all just sit there going, just criminal running wild. And I'm telling you, folks, no country, no civilization's ever gotten this corrupt. Because they just invented new levels of corruption and new scams and crap. Here's an example. Out in the middle of these ghost towns, little towns, poor cities, you don't see cops. You come into places like Denver or Austin or where there's money, it's just cops everywhere. There to suck blood. They go wherever the money's at. I mean, it's, folks, the legislatures are criminals, the Congress are criminals. Now the House is having secret sessions. They've had like three in their whole history. Now they're having them all the time. I've got clips about secret sessions. I don't have time to play all of this for you. The point is that it's completely lawless. By the way, you know who writes the bills? You heard 94% they never read. They never debate. The lobbyists who there's certain lobbyists that, you know, that literally own certain senators. And they just come in and say, "What is it, Fred? Oh, here it is." And they'll just give it to them. That's kind of like they did pass a law in Rhode Island, but then it got repealed overnight. And it said, criticizing government, life in prison. And the lobbyist with Homeland Security, a federal lobbyist, yeah, the feds have lobbyists, wrote it. See, that you want to know what the feds want? They want to put you in jail if you disagree with them. And now they're doing it. They charged a bunch of people who were nonviolent with terrorism in Minneapolis-St. Paul last week. We played the newscast clips where they calmly, like they're talking about the price of a new radiator, or the price of lettuce, just, oh, yeah, we're charging them with terrorism. They'll get 25 years in prison, 30 years in prison apiece. And that's just the end of it. And, oh, yeah, some of them are reporters, yeah. And see, the public hears that and goes, well, you better not demonstrate. See, but why are they setting those? Because they don't want you demonstrating when they tell you your pension fund's gone. Oh, and they tell you your mortgage is gone and get the hell out. Because, see, the feds are getting ready. I've been told from good sources to say, oh, you think with inflation, you're just going to, those of you that have money, you're just going to pay your mortgage off. No, we're going to recalculate that for inflation. Once they admit there's hyperinflation, we're going to add 15% inflation for the last 4 years. How's that sound? So your $50,000 house is going to be $100,000. Or your $500,000 house is going to be $1 million. And if you don't like it, get out. Get out. We got banks that are issued endless liquidity that you're going to pay for as taxpayers who want your house. And we're going to have government housing programs for government Homeland Security employees and cops. So a lot of times when I say cops are going to be out on their butts and lose their pension funds, that's not true. They're going to be moving into your house with your swimming pool. You understand how that works? You want corruption, you're going to get it like you've never seen in your life. And I'm sorry, this isn't Romania or Albania or Russia where nobody's got guns. If 1% fight back cops when you're taking their houses, like you do in a lot of cities with asset forfeiture seizure and you move in yourselves, ooh, if 1% fights back, that's a million combatants. So this isn't going to be easy for you here. You understand? But you're not going to stop. You're macho. You're drunk on our blood. And you're not going to quit. Good. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 28, 2008. Gold opened at $814.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $839.36, $413.65 for half ounce, and $206.83 for quarter ounce. That's $839.36, $413.65, and $206.83.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Here we go.
We can make it work for the better. We can make it work, you and I.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose. But wait.
Rumors.
been round in that Texas town. About the shack outside the game.
Boss Hogg, about 150 years ago,
just let me know.
Hired high-tech scientist. Mind warfare is what they call it, to figure out how to brainwash and dumb the population down and develop 21st century propaganda. And now they got it. And they are using it. Imagine. They took these mortgages, these debts, they tricked us. That's how we've got to pay as taxpayers, because the people did it. They take it, loan it out 10 times, loan it out 10 times again, loan it out 10 times. For every dollar they loaned, they call that an asset, they'd loan $10 out. Then they loan it out 10 times. And then they put us on the hook for it. And, of course, gold surges, oil goes up today, while they artificially try to suppress it. But you look at the short term and the long term, the dollar is a dead duck. Inflation is conservatively at about 15% a year compounded, and it's only going to get worse. So a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, total collapse of the society. That's what all of these top economists have said here on this program. Now, is there any way to avert that and turn that around? Yes, but that's also a very rocky road. Instead, they're just going with total control. And so the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, you notice, Chase Manhattan, Citibank, and others, they're the ones basically controlling the private Federal Reserve through the Treasury. And they're just announcing all their investments are guaranteed, all their leveraging is guaranteed. And so they're now gobbling up the medium-sized and smaller banks and brokerage houses, and they are becoming the government. And then now you hear the global banking structure say there's a new Ponzi scheme. That's the fractional reserve system with carbon credits. And people all over Austin have, you know, different carbon credit website stickers, things like TerraPass. And you go, you pay them to drive your car, and you stick a sticker feeling good. And then they're going to make it the law, and it says you will pay to the central banks. Oh, central bank, so I can drive my Suburban, I will pay you some carbon tax. See, so that's what the New World Order is. It's the private banks becoming the government. And they need to bankrupt every nation so they can fully implode that government and that culture so that you're fully in debt to them. And they've got to have a police state militarized apparatus to go in and forcibly extract the wealth and the labor and the military conscripts for the empire. And as the British Ministry of Defense says in their 10-year prospectus published in 2007, the public will revolt in Europe, the United States, Australia, Russia, China. But the Pentagon design, surveillance, face scanning, camera scanning, car scanning, plate scanning stuff will track you. National ID cards, world standardized, will track everywhere you go. Turn that card off. You can't buy or sell. If the public is to rally mass resistance against a capital city like London or D.C., neutron bombs will be dropped on the people. If a Congress was to try to throw the president out, who's just a puppet himself, and say, emergency, we're reinstating the Constitution, there's a neutron weapon already in D.C. That's just, they just, you're gone. People say, well, if you don't know what a neutron bomb is, it doesn't destroy in the buildings, doesn't destroy any of the subways or infrastructure or power plants. It kills all life with a giant radiation burst. People then say, well, Alex, you keep talking about this the last few weeks, the last few years. Are you trying to make us hopeless? No, I want you to face why they're so arrogant. They're euthanizing us. They're implanting us with HIV and the vaccines and cancer viruses and mercury and sodium fluoride and killing us and having their way with us. And it's all going so well. It's all going so well. Shipping narcotics in, putting our children in prison if we're caught using their products that are owned by them, so they get money on every end of the equation by it being illegal. It creates artificial scarcity so they can have a monopoly. They can use the war on drugs to cut out their competition. They can then, when they catch you using it, tax you, put you in their forced labor facilities. Use the police state and the war on drugs as an excuse to expand their intelligence arms that can then be shifted over to anti-terror, which is anti-political speech. I want you to face the full magnitude of continuity of government. But if there's a mass awakening and not a frontal assault on a Capitol or Congress tries to take over or anything like that, you know, the people try to take back over peacefully, but in a concerted putsch, that won't work. When we get back, I'll briefly tell you what will work. I have a plan. Or as they say in Under Strange Love, Mein Führer, I have a plan. I can walk. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code 500 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
All they want us
feel this morning. They don't want to see us unite. All they want to do is see us fussing and fighting. I feel this morning. The only thing that can beat the eugenics world government.
All they want us to do is
it's the only thing that can defeat the continuity of government control grid.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Top ranking.
Top ranking.
Did you mean what you said?
Top ranking.
Are you skanking?
Okay.
Are you skanking?
Top ranking.
It's probably better if I just simply encapsulate the whole program, very simply put. You have a British Empire 150 years ago that from its perspective was getting more and more resistance as its empire expanded in Asia, in Latin America, in Africa. And they went to their scientists and said, how do we control populations non-militarily? And so they developed the modern system we have of propaganda, of fronts, roundtable groups, regional viceroy management groups, the power behind the throne, the invisible empire type model, divide and conquer, playing different regions off against each other, selling weapons to both sides, financing both sides, financing revolutions, financing counter-revolutions. That's why they're in control. They're experts. They have the funding. They have the power. It just so happened they were also into eugenics and survival of the fittest, social Darwinism. So they've always been into reducing the population's numbers, into culling the herd. They also want life extension technologies for themselves. They claim they're for the environment, but then they do all these horrible things to the environment. They're clearly the authors of that. They'll give nuclear weapons to Pakistan just to escalate the tension in the region so they can come in and be the savior. I mean, that they'll allow cross-species chimera, human pig clones, human cow clones, human chimpanzee clones for body parts. They'll let super viruses, super bacteria get out, and then they'll already have a drug, to treat it. They'll cover it up with different new syndromes they're announcing. I mean, they're masters at problem, reaction, solution, but they're also quite mad, quite insane. And they've said that they're going to repossess the land, the property, the middle class of Europe, England, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand. And they've said that they're going to implement more soft kill programs like they've done in Africa and Latin America and Asia with HIV, with the population of the U.S. and other similar autoimmune cancer viruses that have been manipulated, and that's all declassified. They created AIDS in the 70s. We've had medical doctors on. The documents are all public. And they're going to accelerate that, each program getting worse than the last, as they pose as the savior with the medical treatment dealing with the problem. They're going to continue increasing the fluoride in the water, the poisons in the water, the poisons in the food, the vaccines, the mercury, the spraying, the chemtrails, which they now admit they're doing, mainstream news. And if we were to try to, say, march on Washington, take it over, even, let's say, 100 members of Congress were with us, hey, the government's illegitimate, you stole trillions from the Pentagon, you bankrupted the economy by design and fraud, we're going to arrest the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, we're going to arrest David Rockefeller and the leaders of the CFR, we've got your own public admissions, you wanted to overthrow the country, North American Union, outside of congressional review. They have said, and this is publicly published. They've said if we try to rebel and take over Washington or London, a neutron bomb will be used on us. Now, that's a last resort. They've declassified in 2000. They've got helicopters in every major city, capital city, with spray bottles, canisters with opiate knockout gas. By the way, that kills a large percentage of those that are sprayed in car wrecks, fires, falling down. I mean, it knocks you out instantly. They also have nerve gas stationed in every major capital city, state and federal. And also commercial centers. Sunshine Project declassified 2000. That's declassified. So, but I mean, you know, people would go up against this would know they'd be wearing protective gear. Well, they're just going to hit you with a neutron burst. Okay? This is what shadow government's been doing, is just the 800-pound gorilla piling on the power they've got. What they can't stop is people producing books, pamphlets with this information. You go do it, folks. Films, you know, Endgame covers some of it, but it doesn't cover it all. I need to make a master film, a, quote, mastermind film that just basically gives you the facts. The problem is if you spend your time proving each fact, then it's 10 hours long. Maybe just with footnotes and a bibliography on the end with a disc with the documents, and here it is. I mean, this is like a science fiction movie, but this is what they're doing, and this is what we're faced with. Total and complete control. So how do we counter them? If we buy a city-by-city wake people up, city-by-city even have referendums with paper ballots to remove the electronic voting machines. See, they're checkmating us with that. And have hundreds of cities that peacefully say, we know about the shadow government, we know about the shadow program, we know about the genetic engineering, the bioweapons, the neutron bombs. And where it is just a mass awakening where everyone talks about it, everybody deals with it, everybody deals with shadow government, with full spectrum domination that we're under. The only way is us saying no, and we're not going along with this, and we're aware of your program, and then having mass global strikes against the global New World Order shadow government that's in place in 90%+ of the countries. And it, even if we try to do that, they'll set off a nuke and say Al-Qaeda did it to set up martial law. They will release bioweapons, you know, and say that Al-Qaeda did it to take control and depose as saviors. They'll crank up their hurricane machines, which were declassified 4 years ago, and, you know, they were controlling hurricanes, Stanford Research Institute certified in 1967. You know, I mean, they'll pull unlimited crap. But if we, as a brotherhood of liberty and freedom and understanding, because we let them get the shadow government, we let them set up continuity government, we let them build this giant parallel system, this technological spire that's above our suppressed technological development in society, all we can do now is have an awakening in the substrata that 99% of us are in to the viciousness and the programs and the tactics of the elites. So even if they release bioweapons or stage terror attacks or economic collapse, people know from their own documents, because they have to communicate this to their minions, it's all public, what they're doing. See, they had such contempt for us, their blueprints are all public. So that's one of their weaknesses. And so we have to have this mass awakening. We also have to speak to members of the elite. We have to speak to members of the establishment and their high-level gophers, their servants, their minions, their administrators, their children, their wives, their husbands, to leak info, to help us, to rebel against this, to not be part of this, because this is the ultimate dictatorship, the ultimate dehumanization, and there's no doubt it's against the species and against goodness. And it's so predatory, it seeks to dumb down and exterminate the mass. I mean, that's just unacceptable. And so we have to first expose government-sponsored terror, problem, reaction, solution, economic, chemical, biological, radiological. We have to take control of the cities, counties. We have to take control of the media. We have to act, those of you listening, as agents. And you have to decide, are you going to be a secret agent who communicates with no one but engages in sabotage of the New World Order in a peaceful way, I mean in an info war, at your level? Are you going to be someone who's outspoken? Are you going to be someone that covertly does banner hangs once a week about the surveillance cameras, even better than climbing up and bashing them to pieces? Are you going to be someone that writes with chalk, which isn't even vandalism, you know, washable chalk that's up for 3 or 4 days or a week on the city streets every night in your area until just the chalk about the New World Order and the shadow government and the false reality is everywhere? I mean, this is a true rebellion against the Matrix. And you see, the Matrix is a thing to come. The Wachowski brothers have been let in on something that was declassified in January 7th, 2000 by the Federation of American Scientists. The Army became very mad and said, some of our top scientists are members. We are no longer going to let our top scientists be members with you guys if you continue to leak this stuff. This was not for declassification. And it said, and this was declassified again from the 80s, that it is going to be a matrix hive, and we are going to be inserted by 2025 into our canisters. So you see, when you see that movie, The Matrix, that's what they're planning to do. And they say it's going to be wonderful. We're going to live a lot longer. We're not going to have pain. Now, of course, really, they're just going to be killing people. You're not going in canisters, folks. But that's what they've told the technocrats. That's what Mr. Marshall, you know, the head futurist at the Pentagon, has said. And I know this sounds crazy, folks, but they say we're all going to be inserted into our tanks by 2025. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not going in any tank. The sensory deprivation tank with the wires into your brain. As I said, that's the only way to make virtual reality completely real. But this is them playing God, and then the elites will... They say, leave copies of themselves here on Earth and send copies of themselves into space navigation to hibernate to the next galaxy or the next star and do whatever they want. And I'm not saying any of this is real. I'm not saying any of this is going to happen. I'm telling you, folks, they said in this 1980s report, declassified in 2000, how they'd use the media to sell everybody first with an implantable chip for security. Old people, they said, we'll use it for fads. You know, we'll have Hollywood push it. And what did they do? And then like clockwork, when they said they'd announce it, they announced it and started pushing it. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Now, I don't know if they'll be able to do that or get away with that. But the point is, you've got parallel governments. You've got our legitimate government, our system, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. And next to it, they were building this tyranny. And it is now absorbing the original rail. It is now overtaking. The New World Order is being born. And what it means is a pack of psychopathic genius killers running, raping, killing, genetic splicing, just mad scientist, crazy land. And so the only way to stop them is to educate the public about their true program, no matter how horrific it is. I mean, it is 2008. The elite doesn't want us to have the full knowledge of what they're doing. They have built, under the continuity of government, where tens of trillions of dollars of investment is secret, but now they're letting us know what it is, and that national security state is now absorbing the local school, the local fire department, the local county, the private corporations that created unlimited false liquidity in our name that we've got to pay for, bought everything, and are leaving us the debt. I mean, it's full spectrum. They're canceling out the voting with their machines, caught thousands of times red-handed. They're canceling out the local police, federalizing them. They're federalizing the entire system. They are bringing in full-spectrum dominance. And they're turning the schools into mental institutions where everybody goes and sees a shrink and everybody's depressed and everybody goes on drugs. I mean, it's all right here. They are just taking over the farms and ranches with new regulators, millions of new bureaucrats, global carbon taxes. You can't have too much beef. We got to track what you eat. It's hurting the earth. We humans are bad. You exhale poison. We've got to regulate that. And then Richard N. Haas says we're evil and says we've got to be exterminated. Henry Kissinger says it. And then you confront him in Denver. That video's up on Infowars.com, and they just say, I never said that. And, you know, the elite would say, because they write this and say this, oh, well, see, you just can't grasp it. You can see what we're doing, but you don't understand the necessity of it. The necessity of handing out nuclear weapons and then claiming you want world government to stop it. The necessity of cross-splicing every species imaginable and open air releasing it while all sorts of biospheres break down and die. And they go, yes, we're forcing the crisis so you will understand you're bad and have to die. I mean, they are literally self-destructive. Just like Nero burned Rome, went crazy, murdered people every day, drank blood. You know, Caligula marrying his horse, similar things, and finally just went and committed suicide. They're suicidal nihilists, and they say they're suicidal nihilists. They say, look, we've got all the power and control, and we just want to kill everybody. And what did Stalin do? What did Hitler do? What did they all do? So we have to take over this plane of existence. We have to recognize the spires. We have to and as police officers and military, you number one, stop believing what I'm saying. Stop believing what the government's saying. Go find out I've told you the truth. Find out you and your whole family have been implanted with cancer viruses, soft kill, hormone released systems. Find out you're with us. Find out you're being killed. Find out you're under attack. Find out you're slated for extinction. I mean, you don't want your progeny to have life extension. You don't want to be able to go to space. You don't know they've suppressed. God knows where they're at, folks. All we know is it's secret, and what they admit's a total nightmare. Forcibly putting brain chips in us in the next 10 years and then sticking us in tanks. And see how that works is, well, everybody's got a chip that works at this office. Well, if you want to have the cop job, you got to have the brain chip. You want to fly an F-20 QX9 or whatever it's going to be called. You got to have this. Oh, you want to be robotic? Well, you want to have a job here? Oh, you're like an Amish person. You don't want this. See, the Army talks about, I mean, that's what they, because to the military, total dominance and peace is everyone in a cocoon tank. No more war, no more threat. That is peace. And then the elite are up above as the technicians, the ultimate control freak system. Can you imagine that? We'll be back with I'm going to skip this segment. I'm going to skip.
Since the year 2000.
I'm going to skip and take some calls. I'm going to come back and finish basically the master plan for everybody. Again, but I mean, is it clear for viewers out there? You just take control of the system. You say no. You recognize the full Matrix horror of it. The Matrix isn't here yet. This is the insertion into the Matrix. This is how you are to be inserted. And now you've been given the mythos to prepare yourself. And how does Neo defeat the Matrix? He jacks into the Matrix. So you've been told that lie. You understand? So you're being prepared. You're being mass imprinted to jack in as a wirehead, a cyberpunk. That's being set up. You know, you want to work at the Attorney General of Mexico's office? Got to take a chip. Oh, you want to be a police officer? Got to take a chip. You want to work at this company? Got to take a chip. Oh, well, the cool people got this new chip, and look at all it does. It gives you unlimited pleasure. And see, and now, oh, free will, pure pleasure. Do you want to be in the tank? Do you want that pure pleasure to continue? Come with us. And then you're so out of your mind, it doesn't even matter. DARPA admits they've put up towers. This was in the Baltimore Sun like 6 years ago. To quote, mind control is to make us feel good. And they admit they're already testing this. Now, of course, that makes schizophrenics come out of the woodwork, and schizophrenics have always thought that was happening. Most of them are just schizophrenics, but some of them aren't. And it's in the major newspaper that they're doing it. So see how that works? See how that operates? This is the level of craziness that we're dealing with. And because it is a shadow government with unlimited funding and underground bases everywhere, God knows what they're doing. They admit they've created clones. They admit they've created super bioweapons. They admit they've got mind control towers up. They admit they want to put chips in all of us. They admit they want to put us in Matrix tanks. They admit they want to use neutron bombs on us if we rebel. You see, they're in the real world. You're thinking about Hollywood stars and how to act cool and all of this crap. Meanwhile, that's going on. All right, who's up next here with the loaded phones?
Duke in Jersey.
Duke in Jersey. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
And how are you doing today?
Good.
I appreciate everything you do, man. Honestly, down here in South Jersey, there's few and far that believe the things you believe. Definitely one of them. And you are like an idol to me. I do want you to know that. And people do appreciate you doing what you do every day.
Well, I appreciate the appreciation, but you can do far better than I've done.
Yeah. And that's what I did want to call you talk about. It's because September 11th, the 7-year anniversary is coming up on Thursday. And I know my local county here, or parish as you might call it, is holding a memorial.
What they're holding is a government worship where we worship those that were killed, and then the agenda of a police state and evil is the new patriotism. So it's an evil function where the evil of the government is put next to a poor widow who we know is good, and then off her reflected light and wholesomeness, we're sold on evil. We're coming back. Here we go. Okay, we're talking to Duke in Jersey. He says a 9/11 memorial where the government poses as our saviors is coming up. Go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, and I do want you to know, me and a handful of my close friends are going to be participating in that, demonstrating. you know, paying our respects to the people that did lose somebody, because, you know, you don't want to be disrespectful to them.
Good.
I do. You know, that's my main message. Don't be disrespectful to the families that lost. But at the same time, we are going to demonstrate for a new investigation, because, like you said so many times, you know, there has been nobody indicted. And why? Because there's no evidence against the people they're claiming.
That's right. No indictment.
I mean, what's going on? We're not going to, you know, we're not going to go ahead and talk about conspiracy theories, because, I mean, here I got kicked off the local message board because, you know, exercising my First Amendment right.
Now you got the thought crown on there.
It's hard to get your voice heard around here. But, I mean, me and about 10, 15 people are going to be demonstrating, you know, get a new investigation. You know, the local media cannot ignore that if we're there. So, I mean, that's the way.
I hear you. Good job. Good job. How do folks contact you if they want to demonstrate with you there in New Jersey?
They can reach me directly on my personal line. It's 856-803-3518.
Okay, I got to jump, and I should have gotten to Issa, Bob, Roy, Mark, Dave, David, so many. I'll try to jam in one or two more here at the end. I won't even plug Fabled Enemies, even though that's a big part of the solution, or Truth Rising. But basically, we have to have a public debate. As long as we're denying what the shadow government is doing, this is the key. As long as we stay in denial, there's no North American Union. Russia attacked Georgia first. See, they're training us to accept lies. They mean for us to know those are lies. Killing the Al-Qaeda chief, you know, 15 times. Never retracting the last time they killed him. They're training you to accept lies. They're training you to just turn loose, not focus on what shadow government's doing. We have to first have an education process that there is a shadow government, there is an underground government, it is involved in managing our society, it is absorbing the rest of our governments, the rest of our society, it is criminal, it is very bloodthirsty, it is very sadistic, it is very controlling, it is very wicked. Then we have to educate the public about what this shadow government admits its policies are. Forced population reduction, sterilization, euthanization, very, very evil. And then we have to have a debate about how they plan to politically block us. The voting machines are almost completely taken over. We've got to fight back and try to take those back. We've got to take over local governments peacefully. And we've got to realize that marches on D.C. or London won't work. They have said they'll drop neutron bombs on us, and it's a public statement. Okay? You've got to take it over as a cultural movement to where everybody is just aware that there is this false reality that we're in, while the gatekeepers and while the social engineers, the true architects of this nightmare system, are in control above us, and we have to not play along with them anymore, because they can't, they parasitically feed off us, at least for now. And that was the total key I never got to earlier. They're admitting by 2012 most of the Air Force will be robotic. And then soon it won't just be people piloting those from control pods thousands of miles away or on aircraft carriers. It's going to be artificially programmed with battle plans programmed by master programmers and implemented and carried out by supercomputers. And so, see, we're getting to the point where the military says they're going to have huge landing craft land and disgorge, you know, thousands of robot combat mechs, little buzz drones that fly up and blow your head off, just huge fleets of robotic forces, to where they don't even need the military and the police anymore. So, see, that's why the shadow government is trying to get to the point where, even if they've already war-gamed out that there may be an organic resistance peacefully by noncompliance, and so they're moving to try to block that right now. I want to write up a bunch of notes and really codify this more clearly for you, but I've war-gamed it all out. I've read enough of their documents to understand it. I really went into this in a lot of detail about the nature of evil in the first hour. It was very important, and rebroadcast on the internet only at one place, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You got to go to those streams right now for those that are listening. We'll be back in 1 minute.